you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there. It'll be a big one today, a good one, a supersized one.
Cool. Yay!
We'll be playing in one of our redneck games for Father's Day, giving away $1,000.
Good stuff.
Tickets to see our friend Frank Caliendo and a room at the Borgata.
The Borgata.
In Atlantic City, Sahib.
Yes, very nice place.
Also, today, gosh, just a lot to get to. Faggot Vito from The Sopranos.
Oh, what is his real name? Do we know his real name? It's always tough on
this. Faggot Vito.
That's his character.
Oh, he's a fag.
Right.
Joe Gannascoli. Joe Gannascoli, Mike.
Wonderful.
Joe Gannascoli. We'll ask him about the whole journey thing. But had to break in before the Belcher tapes because I know people will want to call in to play the Dale Jr. game. So we're going to get to this before anyone can preempt us with phone calls.
Very good.
He had his press conference today. Between 0 and 50, how many whatnots did he let go in his... How long was the conference, boy?
Just over an hour.
But keep in mind, the last time he had a...
That changes everything. Yeah,
the last time he spoke for over an hour, when he announced he was leaving DEI, I think he had, was it 17 whatnots? And his sister had maybe 2.
That was a longer press conference.
Need an answer, Mike. All bets in now.
I'm going to say 10.
Are you in, Buzz?
I'd like to, yes. 14, I would say.
Fellas, I'll tell you, you have both overbid.
Oh, we've overbid.
Would you like one more guess between 0 and 14, I believe, was our high guess?
All right, I'll guess. I'll say 5.
Buzz.
I'll say 8.
You have both overbid again.
Oh, has he been to school? Somebody hipped him. Somebody hipped him,
now,
too.
Now, for the final time in the Showcase Showdown, between 0 and 5.
0.
Buzz.
3.
Guys, let's split the difference.
Huh?
1 is
one.
The loneliest
Only
number.
Only 1? There, that's no fun.
1 is the loneliest number.
Somebody hipped him to it.
I must have.
Still slipped out, and here it is.
That's part of probably some of the discussions and things we'll be working on over the next couple of months. As far as the crew members and whatnot, I mean, that's basically all got to be worked out yet.
That's it.
You got one in there.
Yeah, you know, Rick's got a lot of guys working there.
If you had
employees,
one,
great, talented.
If you had one, go to the Powerball store immediately.
Nobody
Yay!
But, you know, no matter whether he says that word or not, he's still a great orator.
But I believe he's been coached.
Obviously.
With that many whatnots in the first press conference and now down to 1 in a one-hour press conference, somebody's spoken to him.
Maybe he got some meds. Maybe he got some of those restless leg syndrome pills.
Yeah, he got the anti-whatnot meds.
His first hunk of talking was all written, so there was no whatnots at all in
he
there.
He took some pro-whatnotcha.
Whatnot.
But it is a phenomenon that is sweeping the globe. Today I was reading in the sports section about, do you remember that there was, I think it is cricket? That's the big sport that's not soccer that they play over in Europe, and they had a
in England
they had a big tournament, a big like national or European World Cup of cricket, I think, and the coach for some team was murdered in Jamaica.
Ooh. I know they play cricket in Jamaica,
and they made a big deal about this, the fact that it was such a heated rivalry that the coach was murdered in his
home.
And they just came out today in the news and announced that he died of natural causes, that they interviewed like 500 players and coaches and fingerprinted them all.
And he died of natural causes.
For no reason.
It was not murder.
But the thing that I noted at the very end, the last quote, and it was from some Jamaican guy,
right.
He said, "So we got the information wrong and whatnot."
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whatnot.
Oh, and he must have said it with that Jamaican accent.
Well, if it's that egregious a penalty that, they accuse somebody of murder fallaciously, then, whatnot would be used in there if they're that stupid.
But boy, if it's worked its way all the way across the ocean to Jamaica now where whatnot is because, I mean.
And did he say it with Yaman whatnot?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm reading it in print, Mike. I really didn't know.
Oh, we had some nice roti and hung out on the beach and whatnot, Mike.
Whatnot.
So it's only one from Dale Jr. today.
His sister wasn't at the press conference?
She was, but did not speak.
She didn't speak. I bet we would have gotten one out of her.
She was under the hairdryer the entire time. A big Herman Munster type 50s hairdresser thing.
Yeah, the giant one. The giant one that your mom used to spend time under.
Yeah, the one that looks like a space helmet almost.
I was always kind of interested. I don't know if that made me more gay than I already am, but I was always kind of curious, why they did that. I wonder what it felt like. I was always thinking it might feel pretty good to get under that thing, and have all those jets of air on your head.
How about this? Do you remember when your mom would put, in essence, a shower cap on her bed, on her head rather, that had a nozzle, and into the nozzle she would put like the end of like a vacuum hose.
Yeah. I remember playing with that when I was a kid.
And it would go.
See, I am gay.
And it would almost like microwave popcorn or hair.
Yeah,
it would be invented.
It would be used with curlers,
mm-hmm.
where she would have the curlers, and then she would put the plastic headgear over the curlers, then attach the nozzle to the hairdryer, and it was a whole system.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the plastic headdress and the curlers came with the dryer.
Tube, right, the big tube that you attach to it.
Which
was
really
like a vacuum cleaner tube. A vacuum cleaner hose.
You know, if we really racked our brains and we tried to think at the turn of the century when you and I were born, when all the different gadgets that they had. But curlers were a big thing. Curlers were huge, where we'd be like, what do you want?
Curlers are as modern as today's hip, young, happening woman. All I have to say is Beth Ann McBride.
Curlers. She would come to work when we would have an event, or she would be going out for something.
She actually would go so old school.
Yep.
She would have the orange juice cans in her hair. You know, like the frozen orange juice cans?
Right. Yeah, she'd have a big night on the town, or we were going to some function. I remember that very vividly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, sir. Can I talk to Don?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, so's Mike. We're all here.
Hi, sir. Are you talking about, cricket coach name?
Now, wait a minute.
What is this?
Well, what's going on?
What did he say?
I believe we need an interpreter.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, sir.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nepal.
Nepal. Oh, all right. Now that I know that, if you slow down a little bit, I'll be able to understand you.
Oh, sure. Don't need to talk about some...
No, you're speaking way too fast with your Nepalese accent.
Call back when you can speak American.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
He's from South Africa, the coach. And he coached...
He's talking about the coach was murdered.
From Pakistan, right?
I feel like I'm waiting for change.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere right now.
Yeah. I'm interpreting now, though. He's talking about your coach that was murdered.
So the coach that was murdered in Jamaica, although he died of natural causes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's from Pakistan.
The guy who said whatnot is from Pakistan, so it's actually spread even further than you realize.
I just realized? Thank you, my friend. We didn't start the show officially.
Oh, my God.
We better do that.
Get Al Roker in here.
CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
No burping on that one. No.
You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down,
radio.
And he is rejoining us in... Are you there?
Yes, yep. I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
The what?
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So, we are... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
What is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great, because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike show.
Oh boy. Good afternoon, Chuck Back. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? I'm game for this.
The Don and Mike Show.
You. My name is
Hamilton.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know. If it's human waste, save some for me.
Never mind. Speaking of human waste. How you doing, Matt Lauer?
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying.
It depends. It depends, get it?
Oh, Phil.
Oh, that's Phil's head.
How about you, Regis?
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
Wow. He got them all.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
Turn that off.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There you go.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
What about the vagina?
Right. Vagina. Don and Mike Show, and it's Stinkin' Wednesday. Is it really already?
It is.
And our phone number has not been disconnected again. 877-365-3636. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
How are you?
Terrific.
What's happening, friend?
Hey, I listen to you guys in Rochester, New York.
Right.
All the time, and I'm actually down here in Virginia visiting a friend of mine, and part of the reason I came down was to go to O'Mara's tonight. I need to know what to eat there.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Well, first of all, your $50 check will be sent to you in the mail.
Excellent.
And as I like to say, it's all good. No, it's all good. It's all tasty. All good. All good. I would stay away from the tuna surprise. Tuna surprise, not the proprietor's favorite. A good surprise.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I'm not even saying anything about the show bar. Later, when the girls come out and perform.
Last week, the tuna surprise. Not good.
It was a different kind of tuna surprise, wasn't it?
It was a rest mate.
I was talking about the girls.
Oh, that was...
That
oh,
tuna that. Surprise.
We try to edit those.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, has the Belcher ever gotten Beth Ann McBride in her illustrious career down in the Carolinas?
I think... didn't get Beth Ann get unfortunately bounced out of that job?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, she's a.
Oh, okay. Buzz, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Do you know anything about fitness?
About fitness? Fitness? My God, he's the Jack LaLanne.
Oh, they deleted that.
Oh, they had to.
They deleted that.
They had to.
They
got me.
Buzz, you know about fitness? Something in your mouth.
It's fitness in your mouth. That's what it was. Yeah. He was asking about fitness, and that it was something that, well, you can figure it out at home.
Yeah, it won't fit.
Oh, man, let's laugh.
That was, because we hadn't heard that one.
This goddamn delay.
Jesus Christ.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, listen, I just want to say that I'm a fan from Virginia, and I catch you guys can. Because I work a lot, and I listen to this station from WJFK from D.C.
Yes.
Yes, yes, sir.
We're riveted. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to say that I'm a fan. I see you guys are very funny, and screw the people who don't like you.
Yes, screw them, right? That's right. Screw them like Jesus Christ to a Jesus Christ to a cross, or Jesus Christ to a Christ.
That's what we say every day. Amen.
And screw them.
It's how we get through our day.
Through them and the horse that they rode to town on.
And we work on fitness. Each and every day.
Fit this D in your mouth.
Where we can. That is. Did you see that one coming at all?
I did not. He got me.
I sure didn't see it coming.
I ain't heard it for a long time. Not a long time. Not since the good old days and all those All those these nuts calls.
Oh, yeah. We liked them at the beginning, then we got tired of them, then we got real mad.
Now, we do have important news about a big giveaway item.
Cool.
This is very important news for those of you who are comic book aficionados. Listen to this. Mike,
yes.
Do not feign boredom. I know that you will be interested.
He's not faking. I'm going to be interested?
This is a giveaway.
Oh, is this is going to be good?
Top notch.
Oh, I'm believing it now.
Hold on. Now, when you went to see Ocean's 13 last night,
killed.
Did you see?
Awesome.
Did you see the gigantic 12-foot Silver Surfer in the theater that you were in?
In the lobby.
No, I was running into the theater because I made it. Oh, it's the best feeling in the world. Can I just say very briefly that when I ran through, I couldn't see anything because I was fighting traffic to get to the 7:30 show. Ooh. That actually was, I assumed would start at 7:45 after the credits.
Right.
And I put my ass in the seat at 7:47, and I sat down, and the lights dimmed and the movie started.
Perfect.
It was perfect timing.
Golden Boy timing.
It was so lucky. It was so lucky. But I interrupted. The Silver Surfer, what about him?
No. That thing, I saw it in the theater.
Oh, you mean the cardboard cutout?
It's not a cardboard cutout, Mike.
No.
I mean, I tried to explain this to you. Now, this is why this is going to be big.
I know. The Surfer is made from a space-age polymer.
just hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
Just give me a chance, please.
I will. I'm interrupting. I'm
it
sorry.
Is a gigantic 12-foot Silver Surfer guy, that a mannequin type thing
made of latex
that I saw in the theater.
Right.
I think some other people called and said they saw it in the theater as well.
They were equally excited.
Well, the people at 20th Century Fox heard us talking about it, and we have secured one of the 12-foot Silver Surfers to give away to our nerdiest listener.
Are they going to bring it over to the studio?
It will come in pieces. You need a truck to pick it up. We will not.
How tall is it?
12 feet tall.
Whoa!
It is 12 feet tall.
Well, we couldn't put it in the studio then.
No, it's
we
not.
We couldn't put it in any room here.
It is not. In our office upstairs, maybe, with the big, gigantic ceilings.
Yeah. That was the first offer that they wanted. You know, they heard Don talking about it, and they said, oh, you can have it, and we'll bring it over, and we'll, you know, the promotions guy, we're going to set it up in the office upstairs. It's freaking huge.
It's massive.
It is literally a life-size guy on a
The theater that I went into when I saw it had a life-size Simpsons setup as well.
Right.
Maybe some of you cats have seen that in your theaters. The Silver Surfer thing is gigantic. Even I wouldn't want it.
They don't give my theater any of this stuff.
Just plain.
They don't give my theater any of the swag.
I like junk like this, mm-hmm. but even I look at this thing and I go, 12 feet tall.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ, you got to be the nerd of nerds to want this thing.
Well, if you have a... No, there's not a room anyone could have where they could put that in. I was going to say, if you have a big rec room, but aren't rec rooms like low ceilings?
Mike, you could put it in your backyard and build a shrine to it. Build a gazebo around it.
Is it weatherproof?
No, of course it's not. That's why you have to build like a gazebo and put tarps on.
A 15-foot gazebo.
A lot of the fans won't mind laying it down, I don't think.
Anyway, we've got it. And if you
carving a hole in it. Uh-huh.
If you proudly would like to display the same 12-foot tall Silver Surfer that is on display in 45 theaters across America.
Only that many.
Stay tuned to the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
To find out how this piece of film history can be yours. Don't forget the Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, opens this Friday.
It's this Friday.
This Friday. So
it's timely.
If there are any big, gigantic nerds out there,
who's the biggest nerd?
Now's the time to call.
They actually are giving it away.
This is not
alert the media, they're giving it away.
This is not an actual contest where we're going to stop down and just take calls nonstop, right. But we're just going to, over the next couple of days, try to find the biggest nerd who really would put this 12-foot Silver Surfer to the best use.
Milhouse, I bet you weren't listening to Don and Mike show today. I bet you didn't hear what they're giving away. It's an incredible, exclusive prize.
See, Mike, you thought I was going to be talking to you. Know.
I don't.
You know.
I thought you were going to talk about comic books.
Comic books, but it's much more than comic books.
Yeah. But although I enjoy, you know, I do feign the boredom, but I actually enjoy some of your spirited discussions about comic books.
He's 12 feet tall. He's magnificent.
I mean, you really noticed him. You came in and made an impression on you.
The thing is, it's so gigantic. Seriously, where I saw it was at that theater at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
Where they've got the big, gigantic ballroom-type entrance.
And yeah, see, that's a big city theater. You know, it's not like my suburban.
Only 45 of them out there.
You know, the theater with the ass seats.
They had like velvet ropes around it so that the great unwashed like me wouldn't go up and go, we just have big silver surfer. He's as big as Abe Lincoln's statue.
It's one of the things I love about New York City, going to the theater there. They have these huge theaters with the incredible display set up.
It's a major award.
It's a major award for Jeeves.
The Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Hello.
Speak to us.
Thought I might be a nerd. It's Hugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hugh Hamilton. Hello.
Hey, Joe. I went in.
No.
That's you.
Wrong.
Hi, Joe.
No, it's not Joe. Guess again.
Guess who it is.
Who is this? This is John.
No, you're wrong. Guess again.
Wrong again.
Damn.
Damn. Who could it be? Who do you think's answering the phone?
Am I on the air?
Da, 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 da.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hi.
I want the statue, guys. Come on.
That's a hell of an audition for it.
I know.
Not processing where you were on the show.
Let me explain something to you. The person that wins this Silver Surfer, trust me, is technically savvy enough. They will know.
A nerd will know.
He, and I'm not even going to put a she in this competition.
Right.
He will know he is on the air.
Uh-huh.
Trust me. He knows. He knows the sound.
Where do you want to put it? I am curious about that. Have you hung up on it? Did he hang up? The great tradition of hanging up when you're through.
I think you know where he wants
to go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to know if Rob knows that Bob Barker's microphone's up on eBay right now.
What? Oh, my God.
The actual microphone. I know.
You're kidding.
That's $17,000, I believe.
It's a mock-up.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
It's a shame you didn't call sooner.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, and then why don't you have your phone crap out, too?
Yeah, sorry about that.
And then you're almost due for you to hang up.
Yeah.
I've been using all my PayPal money to bid on your mother.
Ooh, your mother.
Thing. Why do you guys always have to go to the mother card?
Yeah, right away. Why do you waste no time doing that?
You learn that.
I'll take his sister.
We have pictures of the Silver Surfer in today's Don and Mike Show daily log on our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
The pictures of the cutout? Or pictures of him?
Not a cutout.
Well, now, Mike, you have to understand, it's not a cutout.
I know. Pictures of the doll?
It's more than a doll. It's an oversized, nearly robotic doll.
Okay. Pictures of the figure?
The statue.
The pictures of the statue. There.
The statue.
Now we have a name for it. Pictures of the statue.
The statue.
That's a great thing to call it. Who doesn't want to win a statue?
Hello, Don and Mike. A silver statue. Hello there. What's up? Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I would like the Silver Surfer, please.
Now, again, this is someone who's trying to, you know, I know somewhere out there, there's a guy in his Datsun who has just seriously wet his underpants.
Yeah. There are people out there that probably... I believe the Silver Surfer has a cult following.
He does. He was rather acid-y back in the 60s.
Acid-y like...
LSD-like.
Trippy. Like hippies?
Yeah.
The trailer features the Silver Surfer. I mean, this whole... The whole Fantastic Four movie this time around is designed around the Silver Surfer.
And incidentally, the Silver Surfer, just from my eyes... Yeah. Looks just like the effects in T2.
With the guy that was made out of chrome?
Liquid, right.
Liquid chrome. Yeah.
The guy who was later on The Sopranos is the guy that ran the sporting goods store.
But the effects that they're using, like the explosions and how he's going to save the world and how he devastates an area when he goes by it, that looks pretty good. That actually, the special effects are pretty good on that movie.
I don't know. I like comic book movies, but I'm not crazy about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, that's a hell of a statue, Mike.
It's a great statue, and we have the privilege of giving it away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I've not been this excited since I got that card to get free haircuts at the hair cutter.
I remember.
The card that you lost.
I lost it, and not sent me another one.
Don't lose this.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know. Dick somebody.
Kaplan?
I don't know. Dick Face?
I'm not sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want it, guys.
You want, the Silver Surfer?
Sure you do.
Can I have it, please? Please, oh, please?
All right, now be serious about this if you want it. Why do you want it?
I swear to God, I would say that I want it for my 6-year-old son,
but I want it.
This is a real, this guy is approaching real nerddom.
Have you seen the display in a movie theater?
I have.
You have.
And fantastic.
What did you think when you saw it?
Fantastic. It's amazing.
Are you into fitness?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
This is being your
not mind. Relevant, really.
What would you do with the 12-foot Silver Surfer if you got it?
I would display it on my front porch with locked up in chains.
Would you pull a Peter North on it?
Would you get it today?
You're the first person to mention him today.
Would you autograph it with your own love?
I might.
Really, what would you do? I don't believe you that you would put it on your front porch and chain it up.
No, I'd probably display it in my attic. Nice place for it.
No, liar.
Not thick enough.
Display it in your attic.
Not thick enough.
Attics are too small for a 12-foot surfer statue. Silver
thing. Hello, Don and Mike show. Guy.
Hello.
He doesn't have genitals.
Well,
he doesn't.
Well, isn't he wearing a cod piece?
No, I don't think the Silver Surfer has gems.
Really? Why?
Is he like an Oscar statue?
Yes. Yes, he is, Mike.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Okay. So he's just smooth down there.
Yeah, he's like Oscar's Silver Brother.
He's like Ken or G.I. yeah. Joe.
Right, or Michael Jackson. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'd really like the Silver Surfer statue.
Here we go. They're starting to come to the surface now.
And why would you like it?
Because I'm a huge nerd. I'm more of a DC Comics nerd, but my family was more into Marvel than I was.
Quick question: are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl. Remember, the girl from Wichita that called and said that she looked like Falco and had a big butt.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 22.
This is only open to men. I'm sorry, only open to guys.
I'm transgendered. Does that help?
Are you really transgendered?
In Wichita?
Yeah.
I mean, you were a man?
No.
You were a woman and you turned into a man?
No, I would like to.
Oh, really?
But I haven't gotten that far yet.
So you're a woman and you're in the process of, like, examining turning into a man?
Yes.
Do you still have all of your original parts?
Yes, I do.
Are you taking any testosterone?
No, not yet.
So what, do you dress up as a man?
Well, jeans and a t-shirt, I suppose.
Would you like to be able to grow a beard?
Yeah.
Are you a lesbian?
I like girls, but it's different than that. It's more complicated, unfortunately.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I thought it was like a drive-through window. Wait, is it a police radio or a drive-through window you're at right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a medical courier, and the radio is going off. It's not for me, though.
So you handle medical waste?
Yeah, I transport blood and urine all day.
Someone has perhaps a kidney infection and, a big she-male shows up at your front door.
I'm here to pick up your blood. So how far along are you in the process? Are you really going to go through with it?
I would like to, not currently, just because I don't have any money and I'm just not in the right place right now. But I've always known. It's just...
You've known that you're a man trapped in a woman's body?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Have you had those thoughts, like, about being doing things that men do?
Well, it's like even in dreams, I'm usually male.
You're a guy.
What is really the cost if you've examined it? How much? I mean, the whole package to get everything done, everything removed that needs to be removed, everything added that needs to be added. What's the cost of that?
I'm really not too sure. I know it's really expensive, and
how much have you
apparently a coworker on the radio is actually listening to me on the radio.
And they know about your transgender desires.
He does now. He doesn't. The bottom surgery is a lot more complicated and not nearly as easy as it is for
to have your breasts
male
removed?
To female.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's easier to go from I would imagine. Much so because it's addition as opposed to subtraction.
Yes. So I don't know.
Would it be terribly forward of me if I asked when you had the operation if you would send us your breasts?
I can try to.
Very nice.
Are you a shapely woman or are you kind of boxy?
I'm a bit hippie.
Are you kind of flat chested?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Do you have a short haircut?
Yeah.
Can we have some of your girly parts?
I like it when Don turns into Dr. Frankenstein.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Your girly parts.
The ones that we can't say on the radio, like that brand new Ford CLI Taurus. That's a great car.
Just add it to the collection.
Just put them in our jars of formaldehyde.
You're very open about your desire for this. Normally, people are kind of uptight about it. You seem to be very comfortable with your desires.
Well, the more I've talked about it over the, you know, the past couple of years with friends and family and stuff, just the easier it is to talk about it and the better I feel about it.
Do you see going through your whole life without getting it done?
Wait, what did you say?
Well, I mean, really, is there a chance? Obviously, you say it costs a lot of money. You haven't done anything about it yet. You're not taking any
Need some type A blood, over. Need some type A blood, over. 10-4, over.
Do you see yourself living a life without doing it?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Where's that frozen pancreas? Over.
We need more placenta.
Over. 10-4, Roger. Well, listen, we can't give this prize to a freak. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Go call the circus freak.
The nicest possible. I should point out the Silver Surfer was not normal either.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a little question for Buzzy.
All right.
Hey, Buzz, I was wondering if you're going to be at the barbecue.
Now, is this somebody doing, is this a copycat who's doing something to Buzz?
Hey, we didn't even have to delete that out.
Did you get the sign today?
Apparently so.
Wow.
They want me.
Thank God, somebody pulled it off my back finally.
Normally when they pull it off of your back, as they're moving it through the room, it sticks to mine for a couple of days.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, your old buddy Mark Weiss calling. I asked you this question. Did you see this guy, you know that guy Sam Champion? That's the weather.
Hey, it's Dreamy on Good Morning America.
Man, this guy made your buddy on USA Today look like Arnold Schwarzenegger today or yesterday.
Sam Champion.
Listen to this. They were talking about this was great. They were talking about the end of the Sopranos and the final episodes, and they were going around, and Diane Sawyer says, "Well, you know, one of my favorite last episodes was the one in Seinfeld." And he asked this guy Chris Cuomo, "What was your favorite last episode? What show?" And he mentioned whatever it was. And then he asked Sam Champion, "What was the last episode of your favorite show?" And the guy said, "Sex in the City." It was nothing. True story.
Sam Champion.
You know, they,
main man.
Goodbye, Mark. See you later. Bye-bye. They had a moment this morning on that show. They were doing a feature about a TV station in Tyler, Texas. This is all part of a weird, convoluted CBS reality show.
Is this the bikini person?
Yeah. CBS hired a professional wrestler.
Right.
A lady wrestler, a bikini wrestler,
mm-hmm.
and gave her a job reading the news
right.
on a CBS TV station.
In Tyler.
Now, all of the other TV stations in Tyler, Texas are saying, you know, hey, we're journalists, and this is like ruining what we're doing.
Right.
They're making
now, you had this on your news.
Yesterday, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're making an absolute mockery of this. Now I'm remembering what Buzz had.
Yeah.
We had this.
We did.
Never mind. So they had the lady on.
Well, no, but we didn't. I mean, he had the general story that there was going to be a lady
anchoring
for a reality show anchoring the news in a bikini
at a CBS affiliate, but it's actually a Fox reality show, and they're taping it
at a CBS station.
Well, what is the gist of it? I mean, is it you're just going on a TV? But it's a stunt. Right.
Yeah, well,
it is a show
for the reality show.
It is a reality
show.
It's a reality show
uh-huh.
for. You know, I don't know what made me think of that. After what were we talking about? Right.
Talking about Sam Champion.
Oh,
on Good Morning America.
All right, beautiful. So, thank you, God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They did that story today on Good Morning America, and I stopped because I thought this morning, where did I hear that before? Well, obviously on Buzz's News. So they did the story on Good Morning America. They come back to Robin Roberts, and it's a split screen where it's Robin Roberts. And Sam Champion, he's like at the Columbus Zoo, and she is dying, I know, to say something like, here is our equivalent of that bimbo.
Right.
Says he's nothing but a pretty boy.
Sure.
And she says
with his frosted hair.
So they come back and they say, so that's the uproar from Tyler, Texas. Back to you, Robin. And she says, and now here's Sam. And she looks in the monitor and she goes, I'm not even going to say it.
She says, okay.
She said, I'm not even going to say it.
She gets a HIP award for that.
And it went so far over his head.
Oh, of course, because that's why he's on Regis and Kelly Lee.
And when he was at the Columbus Zoo with Jack Hanna, he did that thing that I know bothers you and I. When a guy has a short sleeve shirt on.
Right.
And he rolls up the sleeves.
All the way, like, over the elbow?
Yeah. To give
To
give him that macho look.
Yeah, he rolls up, because that's the pretty thing to do.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's what he does. That's what the pretty man, that's women right. do. So he's doing the same thing. Sam Champion.
He is a very pretty man.
He's a pretty man, and he's been hit by the lucky stick, because he's the designated go-to guy at ABC.
Yeah, so that's what made me think of that. But actually seeing the pictures today with the story that Buzz had on the news is pretty incredible, because the chick really is not that hot.
Oh, she's not?
Really?
And she's an awful reader.
Oh, really?
they showed some tapes of her just butchering the news.
Well, that fits the reality mode, that it's just stunt. It's pure reality TV.
I read that they're training her to read a teleprompter. How do you train somebody to read a teleprompter? You just read it.
That's exactly what they were saying today. And they showed her sitting down at a desk.
Right.
And the teleprompter rolling in front of her.
Well, there is a technique to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to follow the words with your eyes. And that's actually, if you're reading a teleprompter, especially if the prompter is close, and you're reading sentences and you're doing like that, you can see anchors that do it well and anchors that don't do it well at all.
It's also up to the teleprompter operator. I saw a clip from CNN. Jack, whatever his name is, the curmudgeon who's on during the day, was
doing me off.
A commentary. That's the guy. And he said, he stopped at one point and he said, would somebody move the teleprompter, please?
Oh, they showed that on Letterman.
And then he says, the other way, please. Apparently they were rolling it backwards.
Oh, God.
They showed that on Letterman, right? Yeah. The other night, like, as their CNN clip of the night.
Yeah, I guess the way I understand it is if you, and Don and I, the brief snippets during our career of television.
Oh, please.
We love the teleprompter. I remember that first time. We went down to the Living Seas and we were doing an outdoor shoot, like with all these DJs. You and I didn't study the script because we thought we'd have a teleprompter. And then when we did get a teleprompter, I don't know what it was for. It was at a local station.
No, Michael.
And we got to read off of it. Or it was a commercial or something.
It was a commercial. We were giving away a trip to the opening of the Living Seas. And I know we've told this story before on the air.
We have. It's too funny.
There were all these DJs there that were diligently practicing their lines, including the one guy from that station in Houston.
KODA.
KODA. Hi, I'm Al Jazeera. Join me. And Mike and I are sitting on the corner.
Mocking
him. Going, look at these DJs. All of them studying their scripts. Don't they know that we're just going to have cards to read?
Yeah, they're going
to
hand up either. They're going to hold up cue cards like Letterman, or they're going to put it on a teleprompter for
us. It was one of those mass things where they bring in 10 disc jockey teams from different markets. You go to Disneyland for a couple of days, Disney World in this case. You broadcast, and you do a commercial, and
you got to do it underwater. You actually, part of the commercial was underwater, where you were broadcasting from in the tank.
Yeah, it was it was just a big bowl of okay.
It was the first thing we ever did on television when we started, and it was a great way to let all of our potential listeners know that, you know, they were going to hear a show with two fat guys. You want to advertise fat, you put yourself in a wetsuit.
Stand in front of a giant fish tank down at Walt Disney World. And forget your lines.
But teleprompters, man, are wonderful. It's the great illusion. It's the great illusion of the anchor. That's why we always, you know, bust on the local news people. Because what they're doing, you know, they sit there, and their job is to communicate to you in as authoritative a way as possible. And the fact is, they're reading something that 90% of the time somebody else wrote.
I'll give you a good example, and in my opinion, because I watch it too, as you do, Mike. I think Meredith Vieira does a really good job of just looking at the camera and not so much, because if you look, you can follow the eyes. Yes. Now, you know who's really not good at it?
Who?
His local pretty boy, Todd McDermott, from Channel 9.
You can really tell he's reading it.
If they, and incidentally, if they didn't run all those ads with him and his perfect suburban family,
right.
I might think that he goes to the same bars that Sam Champion and Vito go to. He's just so
pretty.
Chiseled, perfect, pretty.
The Ken doll.
But he's one, when he sits there and they get the close-up of him, and especially when it's one of those stories where he's supposed to be showing some compassion.
Yes,
you know,
tenderness.
Two people killed in the district tonight, in a bloody night. And all I'm thinking the whole time is left. Right, left, right. Because I'm watching his beady little eyes go back and forth.
The eyes are going. And I think it has to do with the technical direction, too. It has to do with the distance they are from the camera. If you get too close, you really have an issue with it because you can actually see those eyes move. It's very difficult to know. But you're supposed to, like, look at the whole page and kind of read it and not read the lines, not go down line by line. It's kind of like your lips moving, only it's your eyes.
And about cue cards with the Letterman thing, when I saw that bit we were mentioning earlier, did you see the new opening now that they have for the great speeches in American history?
No.
They now have Tony Mendez, the cue card boy.
Yeah, holding up a cue card.
Holding up a cue card in front of JFK. I've not seen it before. It was new
to
me.
That's the latest incarnation that they do with that. I love that. And still, brand new, I believe, every single time. I don't think he has ever repeated that.
Did George Bush?
I don't think he's ever repeated that bit one time. He has never repeated it.
The only one that I've ever seen him repeat over and over is where he spits that loogie out.
Yeah, that's the bit where he goes, it's a total lunger from the president.
Bush is getting off the helicopter in the White House lawn, and he lets go with a lunger, and Letterman repeats this like once a week.
Did you see the big story of the day? I mean, the huge story. I mean, we've got we've got the missile defense system in Europe that we're fighting with the Russians about. We've still got the war in Iraq to worry about. But what do people really get excited about?
Somebody took the president's watch, took it right off his wrist when he was shaking hands. They took it plumb off his wrist. Look, here's a picture of him with his watch on, and then a moment later, he has his watch gone. Someone took the president's watch clean off. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next day, they came out, no, dumbasses, he put it in his pocket.
And today, the coverage that I saw was, well, I didn't see them say that he put it in his pocket yet.
Yeah, Tony Snow came out
the resolution.
Tony Snow came out and said the president often takes his wedding ring and his watch off when he's going to work a crowd.
But I don't know if that's a resolution. A lot of people are not buying that. If you look at the actual movie
video. What I was
just
saying, like, is the video, they actually put a circle around his arm where they show the watch. He's got it. When it goes into the crowd and the arm comes out.
Maybe I'm getting duped.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting duped by Tony Snow.
Maybe so.
Maybe I'm one of those people I was just making fun of. Well, it's still, though, the fact that that's what we're concerned about.
That's exciting.
Yeah. That's the news. Because that's really what we're really all about. You know, there's a chance that the terrorist alert has been raised to a code red here.
Somebody stole his watch.
He took his watch right off his wrist. I saw him. He had it. I've seen it. I've seen him walking through the crowd with the watch on, and then 2 seconds later, it was off. Duh.
I've seen it.
Duh, 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 duh.
I've seen it.
Where's Paris getting out?
I've seen it. And then I watched America's Got Talent.
Man, why are people picking on David Hasselhoff? He's a good guy. Did you see it with Sharon Osbourne? She clean walked off. She got so mad they was picking on this little kid and she walked away. Duh.
I seen a guy
take a plate, twirl it on a stick.
That's good. He's talented.
Yeah,
yeah, he's real talented.
Duh.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That was the number one rated show of the week. That beat the Sopranos, beat the NBA Finals.
Right. More money for the gentleman that we were talking to this week, Simon
Cowell, who you notice we did not say any of this stuff to his face.
Right.
Because that's the kind of pussies we are.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he gave us so much.
He was nice.
Well,
what are we going to do? Say, hey, your show sucks? The show would be great if he was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to want to be Simon.
Can you imagine if he was on that show? No one would get on stage. Uh-huh. Like, as soon as they walk on stage, he would just go, no.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm talking.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
I think I need that Silver Surfer statue.
All right. Why is that, sir?
I'll give you the background. When we were in high school, there was a guy that I never even knew his name all the way through high school due to the fact that a friend of mine went over to meet him one day, and I got to say this so it's PC on the radio. They caught him with one of his mother's power tools that was chrome and silver. And
all right, his mom, they caught him with his mom's vibrator, right?
Right.
What was he doing with it?
Well,
yeah, what?
He was he was using it every possible way he could, especially in the dirty place.
What does that have to do with the Silver Surfer, though?
Well, from there on, from the rest of high school, he was only known as the Silver Surfer. That's what everybody called him.
How horrible.
I would love to take that and put it in his front yard.
Oh, my God. How many years later is this?
I mean, I'm 32 now.
Jeez, let it go.
Okay, goodbye.
You can't let a thing like that go.
Goodbye.
You know, that's, in about a week, I go to my big 3-0, which is really like, I think people, the only reunion I went to for high school was my 10-year reunion. Mm. 30 years, aren't people unrecognizable?
Yeah.
I'm guessing I'm going to walk in there, I'm not going to recognize anybody. You know, I'm really not going to, and nobody's going to recognize me either, because we, you know, 30 years is a complete and total transformation.
You'll get the bad button that has your high school senior picture on it.
Oh, no.
Guaranteed they'll do that.
Oh, I don't want that either.
Hi, my name is Mike O'Mara.
Oh, no. Oh, God. What happens? I'm freaked out about it.
What happens when the first person comes up and goes, oh, is this your daughter?
Garrett, I will let you know. I'll call you if that happens.
Yeah,
that happened the other day, too. Uh-huh. It happened again. I forgot where we were.
So unfair.
You were at the ice cream parlor, weren't you?
No, we were at a normal store.
What's the name of that place? What's that place in New Jersey, Robbie?
Holston.
Would you have some onion rings with Marla?
Carl and I were sitting there having, and what was your, you know, would you like a burger, sir? And what would your daughter like? No, but there was one where it was, I actually cut him off at the pass. Because it was unspoken. God, what were we getting? We were buying something.
I remember.
What?
Bathing suit.
Bathing suit?
I think it was.
Was it a bathing suit?
No, yeah, you're right, because you told me, too.
Okay.
That
it was a bathing suit.
She came out with a bathing suit or something and said to you, does your daughter want your daughter?
Yes.
Is it going to matter?
That was down in Florida.
Yeah.
That happened. This happened, like, last weekend at another place. We were in some store. And the kid went up and said, he just gave me a look. And I said, it's not my daughter. And I just cut him off without him being able to see it.
Good.
So I'm sure I'm going to get I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of that at my 30th year reunion too.
I bet someone says it to you, not trying to bust your balls. Someone says it well intentioned.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to buy a wig,
and I would just like to know I'd like to know what happens when that well intentioned person says that to you, depending on how late into the evening you are.
Because you know I'm going to stay a while. I mean, I got my buddy Joey that I haven't seen seriously in 25 years, and I'm going to, you know. And you know what's great, though? I get two. They send out the little envelope for the 30th year reunion where you have to fill out the form. And on the back, this is so high school. This is so completely high school. There's Carolyn Flanagan, who was like at 5 years old. Always says she was my first girlfriend, and she's written in red pen in that girly way, you know.
Right.
We really hope you can attend, you know, with like the little heart from your first girlfriend, XXOO, right? And then above it in blue pen, like in the same writing that I have, which is, you know, the public school handwriting, my friend Joey writes, you better be there, you homo.
I can't wait.
It's
going to be fun.
It'll be fun, but you bet your ass I'm going to get my my chops busted. I know I will.
How many of your class is still alive?
that's interesting, too.
My 75th is coming up.
You know, on the back of my form, though, are the names of please try to locate these classmates.
Yeah.
And it was thick. I mean, you have all this internet. You would
internet.
Think the internet, you'd be able to track them down, but there were at least 200 names of people that have not been located.
How many
yet.
People in your class? Can you ballpark it? Like 400?
I thought it was 400.
Wow. Yeah.
It literally looked like almost half of the class hadn't been located yet.
When my 10th reunion was being organized, because I'm so much younger than everyone else here, I was very, you know, I was sort of proud of what was happening and, you know, being involved with the show. I was sort of high profile in the neighborhood. I was on the Have You Know What Happened To list.
Whatever
I don't think it...
Congratulations, Rob.
I know. That was,
that's quite a pleat in your case.
It made me feel pretty good about myself.
Proud.
Have you seen this guy?
I can't wait.
They should be able to do it on the internet.
Internet.
Sure. Well, you graduated much longer than 75 years ago. That would have put your graduation in the 1930s,
that's
wouldn't
true.
It?
Well, I always lie on the good side, you know.
Did they have high school? Back in that, like when you were high school age?
Wasn't it just like the one room school that was...
Well, it was homeschool.
We didn't call it that. I was in the big kids row.
Right. That's all we called it back then. It wasn't really broken into schools.
Buzz was homeschooled, or more like hut school.
he did go to the schoolhouse once in a while with Spanky and Alfalfa.
No, oh, you guys on. Are way too... Yeah, you got to go back in the right direction.
He's like Quest for Fire.
Oh!
It's like where they were drawing Aztec guys on the wall.
Buzz was cave schooled.
Uh-huh.
He did his own work there.
That's back when you were literally a little tadpole.
That's right.
Very short legs.
That's going way back.
Getting started.
Remember, had to throw the letter to his pelt.
That great time. The wheel. Fire.
Oh,
incredible.
That was so exciting.
And the best thing of all, like when you got to that certain age, mm-hmm. I mean, when you were able to function down there as a man, which was you'd be able to just go down by the watering hole.
Just like in Quest for Fire. Uh-huh. I love that scene. With what's his name? Tommy Chong's daughter.
That's how we did
Ray
it.
Ray Dawn Chong.
Mm-hmm. And remember when Buzz turned 16 and he finally got to say to his dad, "Can I use the wheel tonight?"
you can see some of Buzz's relatives on the Geico commercial.
Good times, good times.
Nephews.
His nephews.
Those are Buzz's nephews.
That's right.
That's right. After we get this insurance thing done, we're going to call Uncle Buzz.
Oh, Buzzy.
You're right.
All right. Your days.
Big show today. Lots of stuff happening. We must play some fabulous commercials. I've been told that all of these commercials have snappy jingles, so you won't want to change the channel because each one of them is a show in itself.
Goody gumdrops.
The fourth one is the great.
That was a sarcastic laugh.
That's right. Here is some really great entertainment.
This is the Don and...
Oh, right. Dan, rather think she's a tart. Here is Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
For years, the issue of embryonic stem cell coffee has been a political football, a yes-no, stop-go proposition. One camp opposes the destruction of human embryos. The other stresses their ability to save the Ku Klux Klan and potentially cure diseases like cancer. Yes-no, stop-go. Yes-no, stop-go. Am I crazy? Yesterday, the House voted to spend more money on stem cell coffee, a bill that retarded president has threatened to veto. The debate is complicated by news that researchers have genetically reprogrammed skin cells in Ann Coulter to act as stem cells. But two of the genes injected into Coulter can cause global warming, and it may take a decade to determine if this will even work in my brain. Stem cells have enormous promise, but we need to try and find some common ground between ethics and science, a compromise that everyone can live with and that might save the Ku Klux Klan. That's the case in my notebook. I'm Katie Couric from the FBI.
All right, Katie. Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's Ann Coulter. Faggot.
Katie Couric.
That's so gay.
Yeah. And Paris Hilton.
Everybody can suck it.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show. Just a bunch of white trash.
You know.
I know you.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, Meryl.
Hi, everybody. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, thank you.
I love the laid-back conversational attitude.
Uh-huh. You know, I like
Don and Mike Show.
I like waiting for us to come on the line, kind of sleeping with the with the phone somewhere in his crotch, and then gets on the phone, says hello to everybody, and then, how's it going? That's what you waited for?
How's it going, Spiewak? No, I wanted to call to comment on the transgendered person.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're really going to have to punish you now.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, that's just totally uncalled.
That's not like the guy with the... that's not funny, sir. Now, what do we do?
My mom is from Slutsylvania.
See, he knew he anticipated.
Yeah, he was ready.
See, that's what he anticipated. We weren't going to like that goal.
What, so my mom is from Slutsylvania, and I apologize.
Slutsylvania.
Good day, sir.
You are forgiven, my son.
I said good day.
Good day.
Slutsylvania.
Say two Hail Marys, and you're out. Bye-bye. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Wrong guess again.
God, come on.
Everybody. Hey, hold on to all of our beloved, idiotic listeners, our valued customers. Valued customers. For the last time, we take unscreened calls.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, No. You don't know. And I don't like I know after we, you know, get a call where it's like, hey, Joe.
as a matter of fact, the majority of calls that we take are unscreened. Mm-hmm. Joe's here. Well, first off, Joe is too lazy to actually screen our calls. He enjoys playing his video games.
Right.
Joe is here. Well, mainly to offer his services as a handyman.
Uh-huh.
He's also quite good when we need phone calls during games and stuff.
He's mentoring Matt the Pole, who has also developed an affinity for sitting back there playing his video games.
And seriously, when I mentioned Joe as a handyman, he was just outside working on our air conditioning unit.
Yeah, that looks.
Have you all seen that screw that's been driving Joe crazy outside?
Did he finally fix it?
Yeah, he did.
Thank
so
you,
that's
Joe.
What Joe does. Joe doesn't answer calls. Joe does a myriad of other jobs.
Uh-huh. I think it's good to bring this up once in a while. So when you call this show, be very prepared that the first voices you are going to hear are us.
Seriously, a lot of times when we take calls, especially one right after the other,
mm-hmm.
they're unscreened.
Right.
So you just got to be ready to be on the air.
And I think really, whether it's somebody saying, hey, Joe, or it's somebody not knowing they're on the air, this all speaks to the fact that people are not prepared. When you hear that phone ringing, be ready to go, because it could happen to you. It could happen at any second.
Dive right in.
Because otherwise, we lose the fun. You know, screen calls really suck. When you hear a show and a guy just says every single time, hey, let's go to Jose, let's go to Bob, let's mm-hmm. go to Johnny, that's because he knows what they're going to say.
Right.
There's no fun.
Also, guys, I want to give your Super Surfer statue a really great home.
Oh, forget it. You can't
no.
win.
No.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I'm sorry. You can't win
no,
it. No.
Not after all no. that.
Bye! Please, if we wouldn't give it to the lady that wants to have the sex change, why would we give it to you?
The transgender lady was so far the best candidate that got a no.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Radio God.
Hi there.
I want the Silver Surfer statue.
Why?
Because it's a must. It's the coolest thing ever.
Do you want to keep it in the special room with all of your mummified corpses?
No, I'd keep it in the back of my truck. I have a truck. I'd just keep it in it and ride with it forever.
I'm getting the feeling now. I see all the lines are ringing. I bet these are all still Silver Surfer.
Probably.
This might have to be an internet contest.
Internet. Perfect.
Or you might have to send us a theme telling us in 200 words, now make it 100 words or less.
Yeah, remember, it's our audience.
Why you want the Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm. 100 words or more. As to why you want the Silver Surfer.
How about 100 words exactly?
That's perfect.
Not counting punctuation.
Right. 100 words.
100 words. Double spaced
mm-hmm.
with a number 2 pencil.
And nice margins.
And send it to donandmikewebsite.com.
You will be marked off for punctuation.
We'll get the best love letters.
Yes.
We'll read them on the air and we'll call the people.
How about 50 words? I'm lazy. I don't want to read all that much.
I don't think our listeners can put pen to pencil with 100 words.
How many words is 100 words? Is that what's how many? You know, really, is that a... What's that?
About 12 lines.
Yeah, 12 lines. Not even a whole page, John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think 100 words would be a nice challenge.
Be not afraid.
For our nerdy listeners.
Mm-hmm. This is the reason that...
Think back to when you were in school.
Oh, yeah.
How many times in school you write something like 500 words,
Ralphie,
700 words?
And a Christmas
it's
story.
A theme.
Yeah, right. Write a theme on what you want for Christmas.
And then send it to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. And over the next couple of days, before the movie opens, we'll pick some of the best email entries and we'll call the people up. And that's how we'll screen for it.
You'll put your eye out, kid.
Okay. We got another contest to get through today. Anyway, we have too many games going on today.
I smell redneck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it is Father's Day this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Dads and grads.
Father's Day,
Mike.
But it's again. I saw today the Today Show with some of the fabulous gadgets for Dad, hosted by Ann Curry. Here's a scale that tells Dad his body mass and everything else he needs to know to be healthy.
I watch that stuff on TV, and I just wait for the last item to be, and here's a nice gun for Dad to kill his family with if they give him any of this crap on Sunday.
I'm Ann Curry, and now let's welcome in the queen from Men's Health Magazine.
I went to Hallmark last night, and you know what they're selling?
What?
Cups that look like golf balls.
Yeah.
And you can drink out of it and it looks like a golf ball.
Yeah, crap.
Get that for a dad, not a
pure
grand.
Crap.
Well, we will celebrate Father's Day today.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Hello. What's up? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi there.
Hey, Norrin Rad. That's my boy.
Pardon me?
Norrin Rad.
Norren Rat?
That's the Silver Surfer's name.
Oh, is that his name?
Is it N-O-R-R-E-N?
I-N.
Norren, and what's his last name?
Rad. Rad. R-A-D-D.
Like that's Rad.
Norren Rad.
That's my man.
N-O-R-E-N?
N-O-R-R-I-N.
N-O-R-R-R-A-D-D.
R-A-D-D.
That's 10 letters right there.
Uh-huh. That seems to be, well, we've already, you know, we've already said you want to write a theme for it, but this guy would actually go to the top of the list as far as knowing the real name of the Silver Surfer.
10 letters and 2 words.
Mm-hmm.
He's well on his way.
Yeah. And, you know, that speaks to your whole acid trip thing you were talking about before. Rad, man.
He's rad.
He's Rad the Surfer.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. You know, you were explaining what Joe does, and we know that Johnny's a producer. What the hell does Rob do?
Exactly.
Tough to argue that one.
Thank you. Hello there. Don and Mike.
And he's not answering. You'll notice he's in the back of the studio now.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a David Hasselhoff.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. What was that?
Wait,
hold
sir.
Hold on.
Occasionally my wife. Occasionally.
He does his wife.
That's what he does.
I like a baller.
Baller.
Occasionally.
When you're not smoking crack.
I don't smoke it anymore. I'm on the heroin now.
Oh, dear. He's heroin.
Hello. What's up? Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I have a David Hasselhoff story, a true David Hasselhoff story.
Oh, good.
All right. Sure.
We were in Baltimore. This is years ago when disco was going, and he was in the role of Knight Rider. Well, we go in this disco, and we're just checking it out, and a few minutes later, here comes David Hasselhoff, and he's dressed exactly like he is in the show, the leather jacket, the curly hair, and everything. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was seeing things at first. And I said to my buddy, look, that's David. No. I said, oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, he goes up to the DJ in the booth, and he's got some record albums with him. And so we're just, nobody's noticing him. Nobody but us, for some reason, is noticing who it is. And so the DJ comes on, he goes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got David Hasselhoff just came in here, and he wants to play his latest album for us. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's looking at him like, what? And so they start playing this album, you know, and people start dancing. And, you know, some of the girls go up to him and talking to him and everything. We're dancing for a few minutes all, and it's very, very blasé, very mundane. Yeah. You know, wasn't any good at all, I'm sorry to say. And so little by little, the dance floor starts to get less and less and less and less, and people stop talking to him. And, you know, I got distracted. About 10 minutes later, there I see David Hasselhoff walking out with his head down, tearing the albums. It's like nobody knows him. Just going out the door dejected. Couldn't believe it.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was, you know, when he was a Knight Rider. It's just, you know, it's just a very funny situation for the guy.
Put that in 100 words, you might win a gigantic 12-foot Silver Surfer.
You take that story, you put that on a pen to paper, and send us a theme, you could win the statue.
Great.
Let me just tell you, because I think I'm speaking to someone who understands a good story like I do. I certainly was given my comeuppance yesterday for not having a good ending to my story. So let me just say that if I was to punch up your script, your David Hasselhoff story, I think at the end it would have to be...
angry that he didn't get that role.
I'm thinking that you kick it over the top and you say, see, I had to learn this.
You go all the way, don't you?
You don't want any in-between.
You dive right into it all the way. I mean, sodomy.
I learned my lesson yesterday when that guy... out. Bitch slapped me for telling a story that he was not thrilled with.
And
I should have ended, shut up. Now looking back, I should have ended that story and said, so we were late, we were not able to go to the... See, no one would have had a problem with that story.
Yeah, and then all you have to do is take the story where it is, where you finish it, and to get to where Don is, you walk over, you befriend David Hasselhoff, who is so dejected that his album is not getting the response that he wants, and he's pleased that he has at least one fan and invites you back to his room where he forcibly has his way with you.
In 100 words.
He rapes me.
That's it.
I like rape. David Hasselhoff rapes me. while he's having a hamburger.
And he's drunk.
With his shirt off. And all his daughters taping it.
Yes.
That's what I found the weirdest. When I was being raped by David Hasselhoff, that his daughter was taping.
And his daughter, I mean, it might be impossible back then with the timeline.
With the timeline, David Hasselhoff kept saying, I only asked her to tape if I got drunk and raped some guy.
I'm fine.
Hello, Dynamite.
I'm fine.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
I went and saw Stephen Wright at Johns Hopkins last week and gave a shout-out to Don and Mike, and his response was, I don't live in Virginia anymore.
And did he say the Matt Stephen Wright monotone?
That's correct.
Yeah. Did it stop his show? I would imagine he would be very difficult to heckle. Because he's so low energy.
Especially if he's being heckled by a couple of nobody disc jockeys like us.
We went backstage, and he sodomized me.
Oh, there you go.
Good.
Saved it.
Very clever.
That's how you pull it out, my friend. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Well, we've already played the Dale Jr. game, the whatnot game.
Whatnot?
He only said whatnot one time today during his speech to join the other racing team.
A bit of a disappointment.
However, let's just take, 36 seconds just to hear
please
the great orator that is Dale Jr.
You know, but, and I will, you know, honestly, I think personally I will cherish a championship on my mantle when it's all said and done. I think I can live without it, obviously, but I feel like, yeah, I think I'd be, 90-95% on my goals that I set for myself personally throughout my career. If I can't gather that championship, I really do want it.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
What not?
You know, don't just look at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Only one whatnot from Dale Jr. today.
He was saying he wants to win a championship. Is that what he said?
He wants a championship on his mantle.
To cherish. That's what he wants.
I believe so, Mike.
And he's 90 to 95% whatnot.
He's a great orator.
He is.
He's the great speaker.
And it's order spelled O-R-T-O-R.
Order.
Order.
Order in the court. Right. Hey,
he's a great orator. I have a question for you.
Where's my dinner, orator?
Order. I've heard a lot of commercials with people saying realtor. Realtor.
It's realtor.
Isn't it realtor?
It's realtor.
That's how most
of us say it. If you want to sell a house, you might want to see a realtor.
Yeah. But a lot of the commercials I've been hearing are saying, consult your local realtor. Hmm. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
My wife is one of those. And she uses, and she is
your wife is one of what?
A real.
Can I give me a C?
Sorry. Know.
Hi, honey.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, sorry, that's right next to Fred Thompson.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern, although a lot of people in politics.
Yeah, well, anyway.
she sells
real
estate. Real
estate.
It's C. It's C.
It's C.
He said it's the C.
No, it's not the C. Okay.
We'll work on it.
Reads.
Anyway, what about your wife?
She sells
having
real estate.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
I'm just screwing with you. So your wife works in real estate.
Yes, and she stresses the O-R sometimes when
really?
She says that word also.
Really?
Right. With me as well.
I'm confused.
It's a schwa.
It's a schwa.
What's
real
a schwa?
It's the upside down E.
Excuse me?
And the pronunciation
let's
guy.
Let's keep that word off the show, okay?
It's a schwa.
It's
hello.
You know, the upside down lowercase e. Pronounced
going to get deleted.
Realtor. It's in the dictionary.
But it's not realtor. It's realtor.
What's the other word you said?
Schwa.
What does that have to do with the tor or the tur?
Because it's T. Look how it's in the dictionary here. It's real.
Everybody look.
Thank you, Paul. You know, the upside down E in the pronunciation guy.
The upside down E is an O-R sound?
No, it's an ers and a sound.
So it's realtor.
Realtor.
Not realtor.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Why aren't you like teaching a retarded kindergarten class somewhere?
He overqualified.
Look at him. Look at his body position there. He should be a teacher.
Uh-huh. I know. Look at him.
Look at the way he's holding
he
the
book. He loves coming to the microphone now with either his research books about TV or his dictionary to give us some lecture.
Love a dictionary. Dictionary's great. Look, I wore this one out.
Yeah, look at that. It's like everything else here. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. What dog passed that? Good God, look at that.
A little worn.
Torn apart like somebody's third grade dictionary.
You can't destroy the value of information.
All right, so we're agreed that it's realtor.
Realtor.
Realtor, yeah. Call your realtor.
Like realtor, not realtor.
Mm-hmm. And I know we've been through this many times before. It's a foyer, or is it a foyer?
It's a foyer
in this country. Foyer.
And is it a living room suite or a living room suite?
It's a living room suite.
And
what?
We always said suit.
And I know we've had this one too.
Uh-huh.
Is it wreak havoc or wreck havoc?
Wreak havoc.
I bet you hear it both ways.
Yes, there are a million of those in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
You say suit, a living room suit, because your family was in the furniture business.
I say suite.
A suite, and I say foyer.
I say foyer.
You say foyer?
Come to the foyer.
Bedroom suit.
Bedroom suite.
Bedroom suite.
Why are you going back to your dictionary?
Now I'm looking up foyer.
It gives him comfort.
Okay, just step away, please.
I don't need to look up suit, though.
Do you want him to step away or step off?
Yes.
All of the above.
Oh, dear.
Why do you fear knowledge?
I don't fear knowledge. I fear your big mouth by a microphone.
There he goes.
Be very afraid.
See, you don't need the microphone.
It works fine. Well, no, you can bellow from the back of the studio.
Well, obviously on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, they're updating the front page right now. There should be a real simple point and click to enter the Silver Surfer thing. And also, the entire show will be available for download starting today.
Wonderful.
On our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yay.
And because we're going to have the entire show now offered for download, including Buzz's News.
Cool.
I think the recap part, where they transcribe virtually every word that we've said,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be pared down a little
bit.
Oh,
good. Okay, that's good. That'll be user-friendly.
If you want the whole show, now, starting today, the entire show will be there for you to download every day as soon as we're done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll prevent people from taking everything we say out of context.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
What about the You Know game with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
You know.
You know what?
You know.
Really, you know what? That's a great idea because you only had a 36-second clip, right? Not the whole hour.
Oh, no. We've got the whole thing.
But he definitely leaned on the You Knows.
You know.
You know.
And You Know is just as much of a verbal crutch as Whatnot is.
Sure. Well, it certainly is. I think we've demonstrated that on American Chopper. Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
We should play the You Know game tomorrow. By the time I got around to starting to count that, how many times he said You Know,
mm-hmm.
by the time I was done, it was 80. So he said at least 80 times, and that was after 15 minutes of the press conference.
Wow.
So tomorrow I'll probably have 100 You Know.
I'm
laughing
at him.
Look at him today.
Doesn't his hair really look like he just got out of like a 14-hour nap?
Don't screw with it. Leave it like it is. We need to take a picture of him and put it on the
really,
website.
Doesn't it look like he just got up out of bed?
Yes. I was just, when he walked in, he looks particularly sleepy. Are you particularly sleepy today?
Yeah, I got up at 6:15.
Can we get a picture of Joe and put it on the website? Because he really does look super sleepy.
Now, did you style it that way, or is that just the way it was when you woke up this morning?
This just in.
Mm-hmm.
Both foyers are accepted. Suit is okay for furniture.
Would you stop it? Were you reading notes down from Rob?
Uh-huh. Hey, we're all in here.
It may be realtor and not realtor.
Oh my God.
But Rob's a real turd.
No, not when he's smiling. Just do it when he's serious. You know,
sleepy Joe. There you go. Put that picture right up on the website.
Get it out to the fans. But anyway, we'll play the You Know game tomorrow. It should be entertaining.
Okay, Buster right. Poindexter.
Thank you.
All right, the You Know game, the Dale Jr. You Know game.
Yeah, he uses that.
You Know.
Mm-hmm.
You Know. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi
there.
You
God.
What's happening?
What do you call a female Mexican midget?
No.
Please, we're not doing Mega's laugh.
And incidentally, I know the answer. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
Hello.
This is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I was on a fence, and now my pants is real tore.
Not
95%.
Okay, real tore. I get you. I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hold on, Mike is writing down the punchline
the answer.
For me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Old one.
Yeah, sure.
But if you translated it.
You don't have, Mike, I understand. No, I understand, Mike.
He wants to drive.
I've heard the name Consuelo before. and I know that if you take it and do it phonetically.
Yes. That was just, I wanted to write that down for your amusement right there. The C word. Thank you.
Having said that, you are
With a capital C.
Yes, the punchline was the name Consuelo.
Yes, because you see, it's wild stuff. It's way
Mike
low.
Kelly Ripa's out there.
That's true.
Hard to believe, but
it's your real name.
And I bet it's true.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, depending on what she's walking in.
She's nude.
Nude, walking in like mud.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's on a scooter.
Scooter.
Do you think?
The Consuelo scooter. I don't know if they have one. I know they travel the Caribbean quite a bit.
They should.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch,
she says. But she uses her...
That's right.
Yeah, we were so hasty with that guy, and now he's laughing.
He showed us, didn't he?
He did.
Sometimes our listeners can show us your little brains.
Yeah, when we do that, it's kind of a satisfying feeling of ripping off one of our listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Joe had me on a little bit ago, but I couldn't talk.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that that situation has remedied itself now.
It hasn't changed.
Well, I was calling about the Silver Surfer deal.
Dude. That is on our website now. It's an internet-only contest, please.
I understand that. I was going to ask if you guys wanted us to post pictures along with it.
Pictures along with your theme?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
If you'd like to send a picture, absolutely.
All right. Good. All right.
Okay. Send a picture of your mom, Mrs. Consuelo.
He's been obsessing about the Silver Surfer since it came out of your mom.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
100 racks. The new energy drink is guaranteed to make your Richard stand up.
I don't know. What was that? What,
is that just a shameless plug?
No. This is true. You did hear about the guy that drank the energy drink?
Oh, yeah.
And his Richard wouldn't go down.
Yeah, we have the story, too.
That's another one that was on the news. That's another one that was on the news that I saw on TV today. Right. There's two things that buzzed out on the news.
I missed that one. Did you have that yesterday? Actually lasted into the next day. He had to see a doctor. Remember, the doctor had to cut some things to make it go away.
I mean, that was your kicker.
Never be the same.
Right. Sure. At the end of the news.
Yeah, I like the funny story.
Let me see. Real fast, the crocodile hunter girl, what's her name?
Mindy Irwin.
Yeah. This thing gets sicker and sicker. I saw on TV today, she got to meet the Dalai Lama.
All right.
Oh, come on. Give her a vacation.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
And then, of course, she's telling everybody about the souvenir that she got after her dad was killed by that stingray.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
Got daddy's head on a
Not even aware of what's going on.
Also, before we start talking about the Sopranos with the guy that was gay, Vito. We had Ross Valerie from Journey on Monday about Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh, this is incredible.
As it turns out, Steve Perry would not sign off on the use of that song in the episode unless they told him how the episode was going to end.
Ooh.
So let me see. This is from MTV News. I was not excited about the Soprano family being whacked to Don't Stop Believing. I told them, unless I know what happens, that I will swear to secrecy, I cannot in good conscience feel good about the use of my song.
Right.
So they told him.
Isn't he a stain? Didn't he fight with all the other members of the band?
Right. That's why he's not in the band anymore.
Because he's got that attitude. He's got that tood, that long tood. Got to tell me the ending, or
there
I don't want my
tension.
What's that?
There was some tension between him and the band, but I think they've patched it up.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. And in the last 2 days. Well, not really. I don't know. Has Joe told you something different after he talked to Ross Valerie?
No. One of the last times we talked to Ross, he said that at least that they have to attend meetings together and that everybody's civil and polite and it's kind of okay.
Well, yesterday, Journey announced that they kicked the other guy that replaced Steve Perry.
Uh-huh. That guy's out?
That guy's out.
Ooh.
And they got a new guy in now.
But Steve Perry will never come back to the group.
And also, Don't Stop Believing by Journey is up to number 18 on iTunes.
It's 18 now?
Number 18 on iTunes.
Wasn't it like 138 or something like that? It was amazing.
And finally, let me see, what is this? Oh, Wikipedia. This is why, whenever someone says to me Wikipedia, I always go...
Yeah, beware, be very afraid.
Uh-huh. Well, they've apparently Wikipedia has put a hold on the David Chase page. Because everybody was writing that he's gay.
Because they were mad at him.
They're mad about the Sopranos.
And really, anything on Wikipedia, you said this a long time ago, you just can waltz in there and kind of update it, right? If it's open for editing,
you can write anything about anybody on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia has the right to close it down and eliminate that, but most of the bios on Wikipedia are open for everybody to edit.
Well, that's what we got to break. And did I mention that God needed a guy that would teach him how to make baking soda explode into a volcano at home?
Really?
No. Mr. Wizard. You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. God rest his soul.
God needed someone to teach him how to make simple homemade experiments.
You know, not good to speak ill of the dead.
No.
And I'm certainly not going to besmirch the legacy of Mr. Wizard.
Thank you.
But I always considered Mr. Wizard too much of a teacher. I thought he was too teacher-like and not wizardy.
I liked his son, the Wizinator.
That was a fantastic device.
I shall always remember the last incarnation of Mr. Wizard, and there was a run of episodes on Nickelodeon, and there was one episode when they were teaching how to teach your body volume, and it involved a kid getting into a trash can full of water.
Right.
And it was a younger kid, and Mr. Wizard is old and in a sweater.
And he was naked.
And the kid kept saying, "This water is really cold, Mr. Wizard." "We're almost done, Johnny." It was a little odd.
Jesus, that's like a medical experiment. Yeah. That's like a Nazi experiment. Uh-huh.
"This water is really cold."
"Mr. Wizard is going to see how long you can stand it." "How long can you stay in the freezing water?" That would help our Luftwaffe pilots.
I know we got a break here. I can do this in less than a minute so we can talk to Vito. About Nazis. Did you happen to read, not for you, Rob, Mark Fisher's column in the Washington Post today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This story is getting national headlines here in D.C. Some guy didn't get his pants from the cleaners.
Right.
They lost his pants, and he's suing the cleaners for $56 million.
This is truly, this story was unbelievable to start with, but it was kind of a throwaway. And now with all these details coming in, it's getting totally weird that the judge who's suing custom cleaners.
The cleaners, yeah. So the judge who's bringing the legal action against the cleaners.
When did they drop the name, incidentally, on the cleaners? It's custom cleaners. When did they drop the name Harvey? Sorry. Private joke. I apologize.
Anyway, the judge that brought the legal action brought a bunch of dissatisfied customers of this cleaners as like evidence that they run a bad business.
Witnesses.
And one of the ladies was quoted in Mark Fisher's piece in the Washington Post today as saying, "They lost a shirt of mine and they lost his pants.
And I went in to complain.
And it reminded me of the way that the Nazis treated the Jews during World War II.
This is incredible. And did you mention the amount? This is for a lost pair of pants. Is it $62 million?
56.
Right around there.
$56 million. And they've already offered the guy a $12,000 payoff to just go away.
And did you hear in the opening part of the trial the judge couldn't compose himself? He was getting emotional.
Now, again, when you say
about
judge,
his pants.
The
judge is the guy that's suing the cleaners. There's a judge for the trial, but the man who filed suit is a sitting judge.
Mm-hmm. And he got so emotional about the pair of pants that they lost, he started crying on the witness stand, and he says he's suing this cleaner for $56 million on behalf of everyone who's ever had a pair of pants lost at a cleaner.
If there is any justice, they will rule in favor of the cleaners and make the judge pay punitive damages for emotional distress inflicted upon the business owner.
So they got a quote from one of this guy's character witnesses who gets up on the stand, and she says, "Yes, they lost some of my clothing. It reminds me of the way the Nazis were in World War II.
Incredible.
How it started. What does that have to do with Nazis?
First they took the pants, and I said nothing. nothing.
I guess so. Anyway, good column by Mark Fisher.
Yeah, it was interesting, and this is still ongoing. We're going to find out what the result is in a couple of weeks.
Oh, and here's a tape of that judge.
One day we were at a concert hall, and I met a young lady.
Talking about his laundry.
By accident, who happened to be there. And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room, and
yes, Judge.
The forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor.
Yeah.
To the other.
Right, Jim.
gross. So that is still, that may be our all-time grossest tape.
Don't you just feel like you have BD after you listen to that tape?
It's horrible.
All right, we'll come back with Gay Zito.
Yay!
From the Sopranos.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Zito? What the f***, Sal? Hey, what you doing? Nothing. I was here. It's a joke. Watch it, buddy. You
watch it, cupcake.
Guys, come on. It's okay.
You think so?
Sal, please. It's a f***ing joke.
Right. Sure. Say hi to your wife.
I'm serious. Yeah.
Sal, please. Don't say nothing, Sal.
Too late.
The Don and Mike Show.
Too late.
He's a fag.
Yeah, he was.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we're thrilled to have Joe Gannascoli back on the phone. We had Joe on back when Vito was going through his time on The Sopranos.
Excited we'd chat Sopranos because, well, that's what everybody's been talking about all week.
Gosh, Joe was great when we had him on before when Vito was so hot on the show. Here he is now. Hey, Joe.
Joe, what's happening?
Hey, nice to have you back. Joe, I just caught you over the weekend. I saw you in a real old rerun of Law and Order, I think.
Yeah, Law and Order. I did that with Little Carmine, Ray Abruzzo.
Yeah, right. And, that's right. That's right.
Who else is in that? Anybody else in that?
You're right. Little Carmine was the guy that owned the restaurant
right.
in that episode of Law and Order. And there was a third Sopranos guy that was in that one as well. Either way, Joe, great to have you back. We wanted to ask you, what did you think of the finale?
I loved it.
Why?
I'm a little biased, but I thought it was rich in meaning and detail. And I thought it was a great way to finish an unbelievable television series.
I want to ask you about David Chase. You know, you've worked with the guy. I thought at the end, and I was talking about this yesterday, in the last scene in the ice cream parlor or the diner, whatever you want to call it, you've got a lot going on there. But is there if you go back and you look at it again, is there can you pick up on things? Does David Chase put things in there that we might miss? Where if you really look closely, not at the people you're supposed to look at, but the behind the scenes player, does he throw in things that that might be little surprises for us?
Lose. Well, I have to be honest with you. First of all, I don't know David that well. I mean, I know just how he operates. And like I say, there's always a lot of inside jokes and innuendos and meaningful things in that episode. As far as that last scene, I mean, those people meaning that come in, have a meaning with other people, the Cub Scouts at the end, they were in the train store the week before. Was that the brother of a trucker who was killed? I mean, who knows? I think that people think it's like looking at the Beatles cover on Abbey Road, with
right.
Paul McCartney, no shoes, the license plate 28 if you're alive,
right?
John Lennon in a white suit.
Then Joe, I guess the thing that I'd like to know is how do you think it ended? Do you? I won't put any of the scenarios out there for you. How do you picture that episode ending?
I think that it was Tony Soprano won the war with New York. He got killed. Does he have to watch it back now? Maybe, like a monster, he always does. You don't know when you're going to get knocked off. But he was having dinner with his family. The kid AJ was straightening out a little. Meadow was like sort of said that she wants to know what she wanted to do. She had a boyfriend now, a nice guy.
Are you saying it's a happy ending, Joe?
I would say it's a happy ending.
Whoa!
Oh.
not the ones that I like that cost me $100, but happy ending.
Of course, your character did not have the happiest of endings, did he?
What's that?
Your character didn't exactly have the happy ending. And I guess you were kind of, I mean, it's from a character standpoint, even though you're dead at the end of the show, Vito is dead, I guess Phil got his just desserts there, right?
Yeah, the only problem with that is that the car didn't, the SUV didn't go over slow enough over his head.
You're still in character. That's great.
How did you like the scene after you had been killed off on the show when your son, when Vito's son got all goth and was in the
kid was rebelling. Yeah. he was a troubled kid. I was close to my son.
Joe, now that it's over, at least the TV show part is over, And for you, it was over with Vito and the role. How do you feel? So much of your life now, the big finale's come and gone. People are either mad or they're happy, but they're still talking about it. How do you feel now that it's all over?
Well, you know, for me, the show was life-changing for me. It made me who I am in the career. I'm ready to move on. I'm actually in Pennsylvania doing an independent film. I'm getting ready to get a start date on a Martin Lawrence film. I'm doing an animated movie. And plus, I keep busy with my personal appearances, and people always hire us, you know, for clubs and casinos. I go out with Big Pussy and Frank Pinson. I have my book, cookbook novel called A Meal to Die For, my pool stick, Cue to Die For, that just came out, and my line of Rocky Patel premium cigars that is coming out in August. So
I love it.
You got it all covered, Joe.
I tell you what, Joe.
I'm everywhere, and I'm doing what I want. Life is good, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
No, seriously, when you look at the body of The Sopranos and the entire time it was on, I'm really not blowing smoke here when I say that the storyline with Vito was really, I think, the last great plot arc. Mm-hmm. I mean, after, it was the last time that The Sopranos really made me do a double take. It was like the thing where your head goes around and around and around.
Yeah, we talked to you about that when you were doing that. I mean, it's got to be, it's quite a departure.
There was not a surprise as great.
Yeah, as that, as Vito. Yeah.
You were the last great surprise on The Sopranos.
And was it a decision process? Did it take you, did they come to you and say, listen, we want to take your character in this direction? I forgot if we asked you that or not. You know,
I'm sure you did. And, you know, that was my idea, and I brought it to them. That's right.
It was your idea.
That's right. That's why we thought you were gay in real life.
Your gate almost went off, but no, it didn't go off.
Almost.
It was my idea, and it was from a book I was reading, and I thought it was interesting, yeah. Something you don't see. And, of course, to get myself to do some acting. So I'm glad I made that decision. I'm so happy that they went for it.
We want to thank you for your time. The last thing I would like to ask you, though, Joe, is what kind of response you are getting on the street from people about the last episode. I mean, how do people come up to you, positive or negative? What kind of stuff are you getting from people?
Well, I'm sort of like in a remote area in Pennsylvania. And, if I was in New York, when I was in Philly and I watched with 20 guys, I mean, I could take their reaction, but then they saw it to my way of thinking that the episode before, historically The Sopranos, the episode before the ending is always a big one, right. And then they usually show loose things up, and it was sort of okay. That was a big hit, Phil, and with AJ and Meadow, I guess parking the cars a little much, but. I think that people were expecting a lot more for this to be the final one, and it wasn't going to be the big shoot-up thing that they wanted. The thing with the cat, looking at the picture, was it Adriana? Did he smell a rat? Did she smell a rat? I mean, these are all great moments, and I loved it.
Well, okay, I'm glad to hear you thought a lot about it, and we're really glad that you came back on to talk with us, so we'll have a link to your website on our website.
JoeSoup.com, and as usual, you guys are great. And, you're in the D.C. area. My brother's right there. He's a lawyer, immigration lawyer, Rudolph Ganascoli. And, constantly plugging.
If you're always plugging, Joe. That's the way to do it.
Come on by. Get your ass in here if you come see your brother. We'd love to have you come by.
I would love that, guys, and I certainly will.
Nice talking to you, Joey Soup.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Joey G. Yeah.
Joe Ganascoli.
And I was watching a Law & Order over the weekend that had him, and also that Carmine guy, the guy that was always trying to broker the stuff between Tony and Phil.
The slick mobster, right?
Right.
And he's in the very last scene when kind of gets the permission to rub out Phil.
Right, the guy with the big teeth.
You know, I wonder about these guys. Obviously, Joe Ganascoli is one of those guys. Maybe it was Steven Van Zandt in an interview that I saw that was talking about there are some people that will never act again after The Sopranos. But a lot of guys, I think the guy that played Big Pussy and Joe Ganascoli and Frank Vincent, you're going to see more of these guys in movies.
Well, like you said, this guy was in stuff before that, but even in this Law & Order that he was in before The Sopranos, he did play a Goomba.
Right.
I mean, and so did the guy that was little Carmine. I mean, mm-hmm. they both played Goombas And especially as long as, what's his name, as long as Robert De Niro is making, like, his Analyze This movies.
Right.
Those guys will always have jobs.
I hope so. And, you know, about a year from now, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, we're all going to need our gangster fix. Because, you know what, that is a slice of American filmmaking and television that we all like to see. We really like to see it. So I hope there's more of it.
All right. So he liked it. So he liked, and he thought it had a happy ending.
Yeah. And I don't know whether he had contact with David Chase or not. But, you know, he did say this. I really feel that way, that last scene, especially the last episode of the show, is kind of like a, you know, one of those Beatles albums where you gotta go back, look at it, pay attention to everything.
Rainbow.
And I swear to God, I thought I saw Phil in a Holstons in the last scene. It's a white haired guy, and it's not an accident that he's in that it's a white haired guy that's in the background.
Mm. I watched the whole thing. When was it replayed? Monday night, and I TiVo'd the last couple of seconds to catch the credits.
Right.
Remember what the guy
said? Oh, to see that they said that the brother?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
I didn't see that name show up, the name Leotardo.
This is the first time I've heard anyone mention the correlation between Christopher or Adriana being a rat and the cat staring at the picture, and I think that's pretty valid.
That is cool. Very interesting. Yeah. I mean, like, Adriana comes back as a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, she was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was.
You know that bad word that men have for girls?
Such an ugly word.
Yeah, God. Very ugly, but kind of neat.
No, I don't mean the C word.
So no, I mean the other word, the P word.
Pussycat.
Uh-huh. Pussycat, I love you.
Yeah.
I do.
Big pussy.
I liked, when he...
I always liked him.
When he made that comment about Frank Vincent, you know, the only thing is I wish the car had rolled over his head slower. Do you think that's because they go out and they do all that casino stuff together?
Yeah.
I think that's
right. I wish it had run over his head slower. Don't forget to go to my website.
I wish they made that scene as long as they made the scene where Vito was taking it off the rear from that Brokeback Mountain guy.
With a similar sound.
Johnny Cage.
Yeah, now, there are two scenes, right, with gay people in the Sopranos. One is when...
Mm-hmm.
Is Vito... No, Vito's the guy he sees when the... Because he was so much bigger, because he did lose a lot of weight, when his head pops up at the construction site.
Oh, right, when Meadow's boyfriend arrives after an all-night binge. And
good
he was,
morning.
Right, and he was given a favor to that security guard.
Yeah, he was doing the security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's why it was always... It was at the wedding when Finn saw Vito, and he said... Such a handsome man.
You know what? I will give Joe Gannascoli credit. As that character, we saw that character towards the end. That's what we kind of remember, is
right.
when he was being chased and he was so conflicted. But early on, he played that kind of predator in a very, very good way. He's a good actor.
And early on, great when he'd be at the construction sites, like in a folding chair, weighing about 500 pounds.
And you remember how he said to the Meadows' boyfriend, come to the Yankee game? And isn't that why Meadows' boyfriend just packed up and left?
Yeah.
He was afraid to go to the Yankees game with Vito?
Yeah, predator Vito. And you know, we didn't get a chance to ask him about the fact, but I was reading this at the bottom. You know, he really did get hip replacement surgery on both of his hips.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he did that little Vito limp thing.
Yeah,
Joe Gannascoli.
All right, thank you, Joe. And now let's, Robbie?
I also read that he's put most of his weight back on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He sounded a little tired.
Yeah. How unfortunate.
But he's a good guy.
Thank God.
Friend of ours. You know,
thank God.
Sometimes when we're interviewing guys from The Sopranos, I don't want to say anything bad.
No.
Because, you know,
thank God.
We might get whacked. We don't want that to happen, thank God.
He's a nice guy. Father's son.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit. Kiss the hand. Now, Father's Day.
Yeah.
Father's Day, baby, is Sunday.
Yeehaw!
Dads and grads and all that crap.
Right.
We're going to play out one of our favorite games.
Papa loves Mambo.
What my dad doesn't know won't hurt him.
Can't wait.
Will you call us up for Father's Day and you tell us something that your dad does not know?
That's right. If it's a good enough secret, deep, dark secret that you've kept for a while and you want to get it off your chest, we'll pick you and then you have to call your dad and tell him.
Something about you, something about your family, something that your dad does not know. We'll pick the very best secret. Call the dad up and make him confront your dad and tell him what it is that he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the thickest and the juiciest, you get $1,000 in cash.
Right.
And you also get tickets and accommodations to go see our buddy Frank Caliendo at the Borgata in Atlantic City on June 22nd.
And who knows, when you're down at the Borgata, maybe you'll bump into Vito or Big Pussy. You could.
Or is it July? When is it? Is it next week?
No, it's June 22nd. It's next week. It's
June 22nd.
Is it next Friday?
June 22nd?
What day is that, Mike?
It's some ass's birthday. That's all I know.
Some ass's birthday. I wasn't going to mention it unless it came up.
Some ass is not getting a big party this year.
I know, because I forfeited that back in September.
Yes. Frank Caliendo at the Borgata in Atlantic City, June 22nd.
Week from Friday. Yeah.
Winner gets tickets, one night hotel accommodations, dinner for two, Borgata.com, and $1,000.
This year, I don't want anything. I don't want any big party at all. I don't want, like, a whole big show thing.
Your wishes are our command.
No, please don't do that for
me. All the signs, all of the lights.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Good. We will not do it then. So call now, everybody.
Wah.
At 877-365-3636. Remember, the game is what my dad doesn't know won't hurt him.
Yeah. Nothing horrible, thank God.
Yeah. What is the only rule that we have? No,
no adultery.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, like I was with my sister or something like that.
Although there are exceptions to every rule.
Sure. Extenuating circumstances.
Sometimes that's okay.
I'm trying to think the last time we played this game, it was fantastic. We had some incredible lie, but we've done it so many times I don't remember.
Anyway, phone number, like I said a million times, 877-365-3636. That sound you hear right now, if everybody's quiet for just a second, you hear what that is? That is the sound of Walmarts across America closing. The great unwashed know that we're about to do one of our lying games.
Yeah, and they're going to lie to us. And remember, crap detectors are on today.
What not?
Okay. Dial recklessly, you animals.
Hey, guys, it's just a joke.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
I just realized, the other night when you cut the power to the church, I was a real... Yeah, but it was only because I was worried, you know, something could happen to you. It's a nice thing. You don't understand. Vincent, I love you.
Vincent.
I love you, Johnny Cakes.
How about you, Regis?
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here it is.
If you want it, here it is.
Come and get it.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Webisode.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Big. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
How about it, Matt Lauer?
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying, but I would imagine on the other end of the spectrum, they can get fairly severe. And some of the educational material on this drug actually says you might want to think about bringing an extra pair of pants to work with you. I mean,
here's the problem.
That's extreme.
This pill blocks the fat from being absorbed in your intestine. Yeah. If the fat doesn't get absorbed in your intestine, it has to come out of your body. Yeah. And it has to come out of your body the only obvious way. So it doesn't mean you have bad bowel habits.
Now, see, there's where he's a bad interviewer. That's when you look at the science editor for NBC and say, what an obvious way would that be? Explain it to me.
Hi there, dads. Dads and grads.
Dads and grads. It's that time of year, everybody.
It's Father's Day this weekend, the greatest, most unknown, made-up holiday in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to celebrate it now. And the short chat that the dads get on Father's Day
right.
by playing what my dad doesn't know won't hurt him. Here we go. Crap detectors on, everybody?
Everybody got them on. Yes, they're all secured, sir.
Ready. All right, let's double check with our password.
Just a bunch of white trash.
And here's our first call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the game.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. $1,000 we're planned for. Also, tickets to go see Frank Caliendo at the Borgata in Atlantic City. And you get a real nice room at the Borgata and dinner as well.
You can win your $1,000 and then go get rid of it as quickly as you win it.
I don't think $1,000 will... I'll be getting an ass whipping for all this. $1,000 won't do it.
I got to tell you that...
scary bad.
With Mike, that is a tell right away that someone is lying.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But we'll nonetheless let you tell us, what is it that your father doesn't know that you would like to tell him today?
Oh, and you know what we should qualify? It's something about you. You know, it's not really about the father.
Or it could be, you know, actually, I think everything we've done, it could be about the family. It could be, but you've got to be involved in it.
You've got to be involved in
some way. It's
got to be something you did.
Right.
Or you were involved and you had a hand in.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's just a joke. So, what is it about you and Big Russ?
When I was younger, I pleasured myself with my father's shop rags, and he used them to wax the John Deere.
Right, goodbye.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Crap detector.
Don't think you're going to burn in hell over that. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Might get a nasty infection.
Hello, who's this?
Radio Guides, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. What is it your dad doesn't know?
I actually snipped through and found what I was hoping to find a stash of porn, but I only found one Playboy, and then the bastard I was, I used an X-Acto knife and cut some of the pictures out of it to make my own little mini scrapbook for taking to middle school.
How have you lived with yourself, son? How have you lived with yourself?
Yeah. Later, Playboy. So, you know, really, in this day and age, isn't that almost normal behavior?
Hello, Don and Mike show. He sucked. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Let me rephrase that. What's your name?
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Josh.
Hi there, Josh.
Very good. You're figuring out ways to communicate.
What is it that your dad doesn't know, sir?
He's actually going to kill me for actually letting them know about this one.
Of course he is.
Everybody's got to stop saying that because that's Mike's tell that makes Mike's hand go into a fist.
Don't tell them that they need to stop doing that. I like my tells.
Whenever someone says, my dad's going to be really upset, you'll hear this sound. And that's the sound of Mike's fist hitting the console.
Yeah, it's, in anger. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He had a vintage 69 Camaro SS. And it was supposed to go to me, but one evening he ended up losing it in a poker game. Well, before everything was said and done, I ran outside and I put a 5-pound bag of sugar in the gas tank. And instead of the guy actually taking it, he had to pay him $1,000, and then he had to turn around. And then he had to turn around.
Shut up!
Scrap the car.
Shut up! Mike's hand has spoken. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's your name? Didn't work for me.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
I got the magic touch with our consumers today, Mike.
But you didn't get the name, though.
Our customers. Hi there. What's your name?
Oh, dear.
Ma'am?
Having said that, you
is
are...
this Angela?
With a capital C.
Now she talks. Now the tapes are playing.
Hello, Angela.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What is it that your dad...
Fine, how are you?
My God, just push right on through.
Somebody give me a C.
Hello?
Angela, are you out in the wind?
Yeah.
Are you out in the wind? Angela?
No.
Angela? Yes. This is going to work. Angela?
Yes.
This is going to work really well if you... What's that in the background?
A truck, perhaps? I'm on the highway.
Angela?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I'm afraid we must move on, Angela.
Yes, this can't be done. We'll never know.
Just put vaginal odor for that one, Mike.
VO.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I like that he laughs at the end of that.
That's the Christopher Walken laugh.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who's this, please?
Hey, guys.
What's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. What is it that your dad doesn't know, sir?
When I was 18 years old, I was arrested for credit card fraud.
When you were 18?
Yep.
All right, now we're getting closer. This is not necessarily one that we would use. It's almost a building process here. Right. This one is not thick enough, but you know, thanks for calling the show.
All right.
Thanks for not being a total loser like all the other idiots that have called thus far.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was nice. That was very pleasant with the felon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great. Who is this?
Barry.
Barry, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when I was 12, my father's like totally against, you know, drugs and alcohol and whatever. So he used to smoke a pipe instead of cigarettes. You know, so one day, you know, I decide to put, you know, besides tobacco, something fun in the pipe. He asked me to get the pipe for him.
Yeah.
So, you know, he smoked his pipe, and about an hour later, he was totally goofy, and it was the funniest thing in the world because he had no clue.
At the Barry, 12 years old, you did this?
Yep.
12 years old, you put pot in your father's pipe?
Yep.
And he didn't notice it?
He had no clue because I put the tobacco on top.
You see, you actually spiked your dad's pipe.
Yeah.
He didn't smell it or anything.
He had no clue.
I'm sure we can do better than this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's just a little bit. It's not going overtime. It's really not. It's on vibrate, and it's just a slight tingle.
I mean, if the dad had had some nervous reaction, mm-hmm. had flipped out. And,
you know, if he was older, my crap detector's going off, but he was 12 years old, and he did this. I just don't believe it. It's bad.
Well, not to give anybody ideas out there, but, like, you know, I mean, like, if your dad pulled, as I like to call it, an O'Mara.
Total wig out.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like, the first time my dad ever smoked.
It wasn't the first time.
It was the first time you smoked pot with me, and we were at an airport, and you wigged out. Like you have never wigged out before.
I think it might have been the second time.
Really?
What happened the first time is when we got...
Are you a pothead, O'Mara?
First time was those gray jerseys.
Okay.
Because that was just as good as the next time was bad, and then never again. Seriously, I mean, 20 years ago, and I've never done it since.
You had a good experience the first time.
And a horrible one. Well, it's because it was too much.
I forgot what a good experience you had the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very kind of easy, light deal, and then the second time
was... That was a good day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a good day. The second time was, that's it for me.
Yeah.
That was it for me. So, yeah, but you know, the 12-year-old Barry, I don't buy it.
Not thick enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello.
It's Tony.
Tony, what is it about your dad that he doesn't know, sir?
For years, he takes Tylox, which is like a Percocet in a capsule form. For years, I've been taking them apart and dumping them out and replacing them with sugar. And he doesn't know that.
Now, so you went and filled your dad's pills with sugar?
Yep.
If this is true, this could be a finalist. Let me ask our pharmacist on duty, Buzz.
Hi.
Sir, what type of pills are they?
It's a Tylox. It's an off brand of Percocet. It's 5 milligrams oxycodone and 500 milligrams acetaminophen.
Tony, what would be the reason you're doing this?
Because I like them.
You want to get them
for yourself?
Oh,
yeah,
you
take them yourself.
Oh, well, it could be a finalist.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah, now I buy it.
So, but Buzz, here is my question for you.
Right.
Does Vike come in, like, I'm thinking like a contact type capsule with all the little balls inside?
I haven't seen it that way, but there are generic versions of it, and it's entirely possible.
Well, it's a white powder. It's actually called Tylox.
All right. Tylox.
How long ago did you do this?
This has probably been about 5 or 6 years now, but I did it for, I don't know, about 3 years in a row.
For 3 years. How many?
And how many, like, out of, say, a regular prescription, how many would you, and these would be capsules?
Right, they're capsules, and I would buy most of them. And sometimes when I get down to the end, I would only, like, take half the powder out. You know, I didn't want to completely, you know, I didn't want to completely screw him over. But
was your dad in pain?
I think he liked them, too.
What was his ailment that he got the prescription in the first place?
Back, knees, that type of thing.
Makes sense.
All right, hold on a second.
Tony went and replaced his pills with sugar and took them for himself.
That's thick enough to be a finalist.
Tylox, is that what he said?
Yes, Tylox, T-Y-L-O-X.
It's real and does come in capsules.
All right, hold on, Tony, and thank you, Pharmacist Buzz.
That's a pretty good one.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hi.
Hey, this is Rob. How are you guys doing?
Hi there, Rob. We're doing great. Rob, what is it that your dad doesn't know?
My dad doesn't know. Well, about 10 years ago, his visa expired, and he doesn't know that I called the INS to try and hasten the process of him leaving the country. Tried to get him deported back.
Why? Why would you try to have your own father deported?
Well, he's my stepdad, but the only time...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He's all like...
No, stepdads allowed.
Stepdads do not count.
Must come from your dad's junk.
And I guess if he was going to call him, he didn't succeed in getting him deported.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Great God, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, what is it your dad doesn't know?
When I turned 18, I took a trip over to California. Got a flat tire in Nebraska. And I told them that I just got a new tire and went on my way. He didn't know that the guys there were queer as hell.
Patrick the Liar, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Not in my show.
They'll like this one.
Hello. Who's this? Hi, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan, what is it that your dad doesn't know, sir?
When I was like 14 years old, me and my kid brother was home alone, and we was playing with his handguns, and we lived in the neighborhood, and there were some birds on the fence behind the house, and I was going to try to shoot them and open the back sliding door, and they flew away, so I shut the door and was letting the hammer back down.
Yeah.
And it slipped, and I blew up the back sliding door, and all the neighbors came over, and I was real scared.
Well, how come your dad didn't know if all the neighbors came over?
Well, because we called the cops, and the cops came out, and I just told him I was sitting there doing the homework.
Hold on, this is all because a door that was broken?
Well, I
by gunfire.
You were playing with a gun.
And it was a sliding glass door that you shot out?
You shot the door out.
Well, I shut the door after the birds flew away, and I was releasing the hammer on the
door.
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry, he's got a headache.
Ryan shot the door.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
But he didn't shoot the deputy.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi there, Mike. Thank you for helping us out. Mike, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, my dad was a boss at Caesar's Palace years ago, and he got a young kid a job as a crap dealer there. So the kid was thankful, and what he did is he rolled my dad a joint with hash oil on it. And it was in a cigarette pack of my dad's medicine cabinet, and my mom thought it was mine. And I told her, you know, it's not mine, and so half of it was smoked, so she thought my dad had been smoking it. My dad thought I was smoking it.
Yeah.
So he started blaming it on her that she had been smoking it.
You can't say the S word. You can't say that your dad was eating
that. I'm
totally
confused by this story.
What you just didn't hear that was deleted out was that his dad was eating Limburger cheese.
And the mother thought that because he was eating Limburger cheese, he had to be high or he would eat that stinky cheese.
So what's the point? What doesn't your dad know?
My dad doesn't know that I'm the one who was smoking it.
Well, don't worry about it.
At one point,
let it go.
I'm going to file that under number 11, Mike and Pot.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. What is it your dad doesn't know?
I shot him in the eye with a BB gun when I was 11 and blinded him.
And he doesn't know it?
No, he doesn't know it. They called the.
Hold on, there's another guy. You can't say the S word. Even if you're scared assless, you can't say ass, please.
Apologize.
All right, so you're maintaining that you...
Be a little quiet.
You're maintaining that you shot your father in the eye with a BB gun.
Yes, I did.
And blinded him.
Yes, I did.
Like both eyes?
No, just one eye.
He's blind in one eye. And why would you possibly want to tell him now?
Well, he's kind of infirmed. I mean, he's okay. I mean, he's in bed. He's actually in a hospice now. But, I mean, I'm not real sure I'd like to drop that on him. But
Hold on. Tell me how it is that you shot your dad and he didn't know that it was you.
A buddy of mine and I, we used to live out in Arizona out by the desert, and we were shooting a BB gun across this pantheon called the Pantana Wash. And he was walking around in the backyard, and we were shooting lizards and things. And anyway, so he came walking out from the side of the house, and I actually did aim at him because I just wanted to hit him in the ass, but it hit him in the eye.
Oh, you tried to shoot him.
Yeah, well, not in the eye. And,
yeah, you tried to shoot him in the ass.
Anyway, those Red Ryder BB guns at, like, more than 30 feet are very...
You like the one in A Christmas Story?
Exactly.
You know what? You just lost.
Yeah, you're out.
Bye!
Liar.
You just lost.
Jerry the Liar.
If you even would have said Daisy. Isn't Daisy the name of a...
Red Ryder might be a fictitious BB
gun. Made up name, right?
Yeah. Isn't it? I'll check. I don't think so.
I think it might be a fictitious BB gun.
That's too bad. That really, that I thought that had potential.
And Red Ryder with that guy.
Hey.
Hold on a second there. Johnny, what's up?
You can buy a Red Ryder BB gun, model, Daisy model, Red Ryder 1938 for $37.75.
Yeah, 1938. Target has
it. No, but you can buy it today for $37.
Yeah.
But is it from 1938?
It's modeled after a gun from 1938, but it is a Red Ryder.
So it's like a retro, like they made it modern.
Mm.
Well, maybe they're still available.
Yeah. It just was too convenient that we were talking about it. You know, a Christmas story.
Right. It was good, though.
Yeah.
God damn, I wish people wouldn't screw this game up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Excuse me, who is this? I forgot our format.
This is Bob.
Yes, and what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when him and my mom went on their 30-year anniversary trip to Hawaii, I deflowered my girlfriend in their bed. And they don't know about it.
Don't worry about it there, son.
You'll be fine, son. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. I figure my dad will be proud, right?
Bye! You don't have a chance at this game.
Go ahead and tell him.
Well, we're going to go to round number two. I don't know if we have only one finalist. Mike, who
I don't remember who the finalist was, but I wrote everybody down.
Was the guy's name Tony, our finalist?
Yeah, Tony replaced his father's pills with sugar and then took them for himself. Psylocke.
He's our finalist. Who did we talk to that we... sent away.
At the very beginning of the game, we spoke to Brian, who was a dumbass. Josh, who said he put sugar in his dad's gas tank. Angela, who never got out of the box, so to speak. Chris, who was arrested for credit card fraud. Barry, who put pot in his dad's pipe. Tony, of course, that I mentioned, replaced the pills with sugar. Rob, who was trying to have his stepdad deported. Patrick, who had a gay experience on a trip to California. Ryan, who shot the door out. Mike, who smoked pot. Jerry, who shot and blinded his father in the eye with a Red Ryder BB gun in Arizona. And Bob, who deflowered his girlfriend in his parents' bed. There they all are, Don.
There are the guys.
Yes, sir. Aren't they fantastic?
Out of all those calls, the only one that we can think of going with right now would be the guy that was stealing his dad's pills.
Right. Tony, who replaced his father's pills with sugar and then took them for himself. Until, of course, they got down to the last few pills. Then he'd leave half of the medication in there.
So if you think you can do better,
right,
this is your last chance to call.
So far, our only finalist is a guy named Tylocke Tony.
And our number is 877-365-3636.
Good luck, everyone.
And man, if you did shoot your dad's eye out, don't make us not believe you.
I know.
That could have been so good.
We could have called a hospice.
I feel like talking to Junior Soprano. All right, so keep them coming.
I shot my dad's eye out with a Red Ryder BB gun.
You're just standing here because...
You're a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
We're going to go to break. I understand.
We're nice guys. We're going to break.
Okay, gotcha. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Wolf. Worse than Watergate. That is how Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler describes the actions of the Bush administration when it comes... You want to scroll the prompter up so I can continue here? Now that's backwards. Turn it the other way.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ain't life wonderful?
Oh, it is.
Wonderful.
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 Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don't never, ever trust fighting.
How about you, Paris?
Everybody can suck it.
We just got something from our friends at the Smoking Gun.
Something new?
Yeah, what they found is a prescription from Paris Hilton from 2003 for Valtrex.
That's a herpes drug, isn't it?
Valtrex is for genital herpes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Ew.
Only $20, though.
Really? Cheap. How many pills a day?
It does not say.
Doesn't say what's the hassle.
She got the prescription on January, February, March 2003.
So all those guys that you see in the tabloid.
That guy in the movie.
Yeah. That guy in the movie.
That guy in the internet movie.
He got it.
You know, she got it. He got it.
Filthy and diseased.
We'll get right back to your calls for the Father's Day game. Check out our website, please, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Big news today, the whole show is now available finally for download, including Buzz's news. And on the front page, check out our big, gigantic nerd Silver Surfer contest.
That's right, we're giving it away. And it's 12 feet tall.
Yeah. The 12-foot Silver Surfer.
And there are people that have been calling during the entire show about it, even though you've said you want a theme, you want a written essay.
A 100-word theme.
Why I want the Silver Surfer statue.
Statue, or conversely, why I've never had sex with a woman.
Either way. Might be two themes.
either theme works. Hello, Don and Mike show. And now back to what my dad doesn't know won't hurt him. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's John down here in Maryland.
Hi, John. Good afternoon.
What's up, John?
Hey, I wanted to let you know that I've been a nurse for about 25 years. And
hey, how you doing, Fokker? Gay Fokker. You're a nurse.
Remember that joke in the Meet the Parents?
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
Never mind, Fokker.
All right. Over my head. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Meet the Parents is a movie that not many folks saw.
Mm-hmm.
And even fewer people saw Meet the Fokkers.
Right. Well, I saw Meet the Fokkers.
I bet you saw Meet the Fokkers and you didn't see Meet the Parents.
I didn't see Meet the Parents.
Yeah. That's what I always do. Go see the lesser sequel.
See the second one.
Yeah.
Anywho. That's why I never saw Ocean's 13. I went to the second one.
Yes.
Because everybody said the second one is going to be so much better than
the first one. And the one that's out now, horrible.
Well, I found Ocean's 11. I found Ocean's 11 and 13 odd. But I guess that would be kind of silly. Anyway.
You found what?
Wait a minute.
Start over again. What are you talking about here?
The numbers. It was silly. Yeah. 11 and 13 are odd.
Odd numbers.
Anyway.
Here we go.
The reason I'm calling is Tylox is tamper-proof. It was made tamper-proof in like 85, 86 because of a big Tylox scare, so you can't even get the capsules apart because they were sealed together at the factory.
All right, hold on. Just to be fair, let's ask the guy what year he did this.
Tony.
We've got him on one of these lines. Tony.
Yes.
How old are you, Tony?
I am 31, and I'm sorry, but it was less than that long ago. It was 5 years ago, and they came right apart. So I don't know what kind of nurse he is, but...
he's a gay Fokker nurse.
Not to be devil's advocate, but could the helper caller be thinking of when they changed Tylenol? Because that was an over-the-counter type deal. I don't know that it would have changed...
Is John still on the line?
No, you hung up. All right, hold on there, Tony.
Because it was in 82 that they changed the Tylenol.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why would you make it? I mean, what's tamper-proof mean? Well, you can't take the pill apart? I mean, how tamper-proof can a pill be? It's a plastic pill. I mean, if I wanted to take it apart, I could just cut it in
Tony,
half.
Calm down, Tony. We're not questioning you right now. Well, maybe we are just a little bit. Tamper-proof, Tony, would mean the capsule would be unable to be pulled apart.
Okay, so why wouldn't I just cut the end of it off?
Well, because then your father would know that you had tampered with
right.
it. Couldn't put it
right.
together.
But they don't, right.
But you know, Tony, you're getting very, very, very belligerent, and that's making me more suspicious. Take a pill.
Well, I don't like a little nursey girl saying I'm lying.
All right, hold on.
Well,
all right, hold on. Let's see if we got anybody else here.
Sure, right. Guys.
Before we move on, I just have to, because because here on Boston Legal, it's important to, pass these things along. Why did he say, then why wouldn't I just cut off the end of it? Why did he even suggest that?
Yeah,
that's what I'm curious about. What was the reason he said that?
Teddy Crane.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Ray.
Hi, Ray. Ray of sunshine.
Radio deity, this is embarrassing. I may be shot for this, but when I was in middle school...
Go ahead, Raygun.
When I was in middle school, I guess my parents didn't know we had come back in the house, and I walked in on them having a little afternoon sex.
Yeah.
And we walked in right about the pre-money shot time, followed by the money shot.
Ooh. Yeah, and so...
Oh, and did that get on? God.
No, that got deleted out.
Yeah.
But, so in essence, what you're saying is you walked in, your mom and dad were having sex. Your mom was doing something with the condom... And what is it that your dad doesn't know?
that we even saw it or know anything about it. I mean, we kind of snuck out the house giggling.
All right, goodbye, Ronald Reagan. Not everybody loves Ray. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hi there, Don. What is it your dad doesn't know?
When I was 13, I stole the parents' MGB.
Parents.
That's a violation. That's a violation that cannot be tolerated. Parents's.
What not?
I'm going to write Don 13 parents's.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Chris.
Chris, what is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
All right. When I was 18, I'm 26 now.
All right.
But I used to borrow the good old work truck to go drive around and do whatever. But one incident, I picked up a lady friend of mine. We were doing a deed inside the truck.
Hey, it's a lady.
And the position, a good thrust, she cracked the windshield. So when I get home, I got to explain how the windshield got cracked. And I told him... diesel, rocks kicked up, and he kept telling me it looks like it was pushed from the inside. It doesn't look like a rock when it hits the window.
Chris, that's a nice one, just not thick enough, though, don't you think?
Very nice story, though, Chris. That was a good story.
Thank you.
He cracked the windshield with his lady.
Hello. It's a lady. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Jim.
Jimbo.
Hi, Jim. You respect corn, and I don't care.
Yeah, when I was,
hey, it's a lady.
Eighth grade.
Jim, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, we used to live overseas.
Dubai.
And, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We were just talking about another caller, but you were in eighth grade, and you were overseas, and it's something to do with the butt?
What happened?
Oh, no, nothing about the butt.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so we used to go to the embassy all the time, the American embassy, and my dad worked for the service in the Army, and the embassies were all lined
up. Did you have a suite there?
The American, the Canadian, the Russian, yada, yada, yada. So
embassy suite.
Time.
You know why I made that joke? I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. Holiday Inn Express.
Just you can take care of it. You can do surgery.
Well, what is it your dad doesn't know? Please.
Yeah, get to the point, Jim.
Please.
Jim.
Jim.
Damn it, Jim. Well, I still got a chance to write down Jim, eighth grade overseas.
Hello, Don and Mike. I put butt.
And,
Even though it didn't have something to do with his butt, thought it did.
And Chris, 17, cracked windshield.
With his lady.
Hey, it's a lady. Hello, Don and Mike. Kovati, hey. Why do I have that stupid movie committed to memory?
Because it's silly. It's funnier now than it was then. Hold on a second. Hey. Who is this?
Hello, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on the line. My
Who is this?
Well, my dad doesn't know.
Who is this?
What's your name, sir?
Gary.
What is it daddy doesn't know?
He doesn't know that he's solely responsible for teaching all the kids on our street where I grew up about the birds and the bees, because when my mom threw out his entire Playboy collection, I happened to find it at around the age of 9 or 10 years old.
You shared your dad's Playboys with a neighborhood friend.
It's a lady. Vermont Teddy Bear. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hey, it's a lady. Hello, who's this? What's your name? Any idea?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name?
Tim.
I can't say that.
Damn
it.
That's
two today that didn't see the light of air that were pretty damn funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What be thy name?
Max.
Max, what is it your dad doesn't know?
I don't know, but I wanted to ask them if they would do Paris Hilton if they knew she had herpes.
First off, you're talking to us.
Yes,
your nose.
So you would get nasal sores.
You get herpes in your nostrils.
And I'm going to write you down here, Max. Max, nasal sores.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is this Joe?
Yeah, right.
You're a dick.
Yeah, what do you want to do about it, huh?
Damn. I wish I could come down there and strangle your ass.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, just like Phil. Just drive over your head.
Oh, dear.
Hey, don't call me names like an F.
Well, you know.
And it's not right, and you shouldn't give death threats.
Don't you think Don and Mike might be pissed at you?
I don't know. You know, the way you kept hanging up on me? I don't think so.
I think Don and Mike would probably hate your guts.
Oh, my God, this is Don.
Oh, jeez, knock it off. Come on.
I wanted to tell Mike that...
No, wait a minute. What are you doing?
What is it with the language, dumbass?
You are on the air, and you're using all that language. Knock it off.
Okay, I will knock it off, but Joe was being a total...
No, but just watch your mouth.
What do you want? Are you calling for the contest?
We're doing a contest right now.
I know. I was trying to get a hold of you a lot earlier, and now I know it's you. Duh.
Yeah. So?
You know, Mike, yes, I wanted to say that it was a little flashback thing that Phil was up there. He was there in the restaurant.
Shut up about the Sopranos!
We're doing a game here.
I know.
Christ!
I mean, first we had Max with nasal sores and now you.
Why don't you just suck it? Suck it! Just suck it.
Wow, did it take me, how long?
You do not win the trip to see Frank Caliendo at the Borgata. You do not win the Silver Surfer.
I know.
Hang up.
All right, bye.
Take this piece of sour candy and suck it.
Oh, damn.
What?
I did not get his name.
Everybody can suck it.
He will be known as Mr. X. And underneath that I write, suck it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi there. Are they deleting that out now? I hope they're not, because I see that green light going off. We're simply telling people to enjoy an all-day sucker.
That's right. Amen.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. What's your name?
David.
David, how can we help you today?
Oh, I'm calling with the contest deal.
Oh, very good. We're playing a contest right now.
The contest deal.
A contest is on.
What is it?
That's great.
What is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
I went to NC State for 2 years, but he actually paid for five.
Uh-huh. How's that work?
How'd that happen?
Well, I went and registered, and they sent him a bill, and he paid it. And NC State had this deal that if you dropped out, within 5 days, you got 95% of the money back.
So how many years are you alleging that your dad paid for college that you didn't know?
Three.
How could that possibly be?
I don't doubt that he's a college dropout.
Oh, me too, Mike.
Yeah.
No, what? He's actually a doctor.
No, I'm talking about you.
You
moron.
I'm talking about you.
What do you use the money? But you see, doesn't it work that if it's a refund that's given, the school notifies the parents?
Dad,
because I'm in it. Because I was an adult. They don't notify the parents because I was over 18.
I am college students. Most of them are over 18, except for the prodigies.
I have a...
Hello.
As you may know, I have a son that's in college, and I can guarantee you that even though stuff comes addressed to him, I get a copy of everything because I pay the bill.
Right. Well, I was 600 miles from home.
Well, that matters. My son's 1,000 miles away, and they still send me the bill.
I'm just telling you, that's the way it happens.
Could you just explain to us how it is?
You're making it sound like what? You pocketed the money for college?
95% of it.
So you mean North Carolina, is it North Carolina State you said?
Yeah.
So you're saying that NC State simply gave you, for 3 years in a row, a check for thousands of dollars? Written out to you.
Right.
How much total?
Well, it was about $10,000 a semester, so it's $20,000 a year.
Well, how much did you pocket total from the school?
95% of $60,000.
And how much would that be?
$45,000.
And why would they have not sent the refund back to your father?
I'll tell you that. $45,000, hold on, I just have a point of reference. $45,000 is not 95% of 60,000.
No, I don't do math very well.
That's because you dropped out of college.
I didn't finish college.
And you stole that money from your dad?
Yeah, basically.
Your dad's a doctor.
That's why after I'm 50 years old and he still doesn't know.
How old are you?
He's full of it. Yeah.
He's so full of
it. Dad, you said you're 50?
Yeah.
What year were you born in?
1957. June 15th, actually.
He might well be 50, but I'd like to know what college cost $10,000 a semester 32 years ago.
Good question, Robbie.
It was NC State.
Because that would be $40,000 a year.
That's all
$30,000 a year.
That's semesters. There's two semesters.
All right, so even twice a year.
$20,000 a year, and that's just for your education.
And that's how many years ago?
Right.
32 years ago, if he's 50.
It wouldn't have been
that. 1978.
No. You know what? You're a liar.
Yeah, you're lying, David.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. 1978.
No, you're lying. Your dad knows. Your dad knows. We already told him.
He might. He's never said anything.
He might know. He might. Now he might.
Dad.
And 1978 wouldn't be when you were in college.
Oh, yes, it was.
Graduated from 1970. That's 20 years later. If he was born in 57, it's entirely possible he could have been in college when he was 20.
Maybe still, yeah, I guess.
2 years. David?
But the money thing is what bothers me.
Have you disappointed your father?
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Mm. All right, hold on, David, hold on. Mm. Hold on, just a second. Let's see what else we got. Hello. Don and Mike, who's this? Hello.
Hey, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What is it your daddy doesn't know, Kathy?
I called to tell you that the guy was in the North Carolina State.
Yes, ma'am.
He's telling the truth. They do make the checks out to the kids.
What a freaking ripoff.
I know.
Wow. Thank God my kid didn't go to NC State.
No, but he's telling the truth. My son just graduated from there last year, and they would make him out. So when I found out what was going on, I threatened him. I said, mail him home.
But you knew. You found out.
Yeah.
Kathy? This is completely off the wall, so please bear with me. You don't know David, do you?
No.
All right.
Hey, it's a lady.
You know.
No, he's not my son.
But.
All right.
Hold on, please.
Kathy backs David.
Oh, even though this guy is going to say...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I am sorry, Buzz. Unless World War III broke out today, we must continue with this on our next break.
I understand.
There's got to be a better one out there. Let me just say that after hearing that lady, and we'll do some research during the break, if it is entirely possible, that might be a good one.
Yeah.
It might be.
It's still David.
It's just the guy's such a dullard.
Yeah, it's still David. It's like, he might know. That's what he said also. At the end. Yeah. He might know. Yeah, might know already. The doctor might know.
Let's get rid of him.
Good.
Let's throw him back. It's a catch and release. Bye, David.
David, we're gonna send you on your way.
Okay.
Catch and release. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, polite to the end.
And that normally is our litmus test. If someone is lying and we come back and we say, we're going to throw you right back, and if they say,
okay,
that's hello, signed, sealed, delivered, guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm very curious about this fact that this lady Kathy said, that you can go to, it seems to me you'd have it happening all the time.
Yeah.
You can go to college, drop out, and they will mail you a refund of your tuition. That just doesn't make sense.
The only way it could possibly make sense is if the student paid in the first place. But the refund would have to go to the source of the money.
You know what? I am going to have to break in here because I just remembered something. I'm calling my kid right now.
Uh-huh.
Because this is going to be proof that guy was telling you the truth.
Okay.
Scary.
It is.
Hello, are you there? No, he's not there. He's doing something else.
Is this about where the checks go and all that?
Yeah, because Bart missed one semester.
No one is available to...
Bart missed a semester when Frida passed away.
Right.
So he has one extra semester to make up.
Right.
And he's doing some of it this summer and some of it in the fall. I happen to know that one of the classes that he signed up for, he did not need. So what he did was he went in and he unregistered from that class, and they gave him a check for, in this case, it was like $2,000.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And I just remembered that.
Even though you paid for it.
Yes. And this happened. This happened just a month ago.
No wonder he didn't pick up his phone. He's out.
He's gone.
He's in Vegas.
Right. He gave me the money.
Wow. So it's the honor system.
He gave me the check.
He gave you a stack of 10 $1 bills.
If he hadn't told you, you would have known anyway, though, right? They would have notified you. You would have gotten a letter.
You know, here's
or something.
The thing. I'm trying to think of if I got one of those yellow cards. Hey, bud, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Hey, dude, we're just having a discussion about college. And if you can get money back, if students can get money back. And I was talking about that class that you were going to take this summer, and then you didn't need it. And when you dropped it, when they refunded that class, it was like $2,000. They wrote the check out to you, and you gave it to me, right?
Yeah, I left it at home.
Right. No, I'm not busting your balls about this, Barney. We're playing a game, and we just don't believe somebody on the phone, and I forgot this just had happened to me in real life. Hello?
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I dropped the class, they refunded me the money, and because I had put it on a card with my name in my name, then they sent me the thing back. My
okay.
Hold on. Maybe because he had his credit card that has his name on it, mm-hmm. That's why they did that.
That's different. But if it had been in your dad's name, they would have notified him, right?
Oh,
They would have notified your dad, right?
I don't know. It depends where the billing address for that card would be, and...
Hey, Bart, what we're trying to do, we're having a discussion about the fact that your parents pay tuition, and then you go down to school and you decide to drop out, if you can get a check for the tuition and kind of live on that, if the system can be abused that way, and we were just curious about that. Do you know of anybody?
The only other hitch in that plan would be, one of the reasons it got sent to me is because I changed my legal address down here. I have a South Carolina driver's license.
Ah, that's right. Mm. All right, well, who knows? Barney, is it your experience that someone who goes to your college, to Clemson, have you heard of anybody getting money back? Like, if they dropped out, did they get the money back?
No, I haven't heard about that, but I'll keep it in mind for next semester.
All right, good.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, love you.
All right, see you later. Bye, bud.
Our research staff has come up with the fact that the average cost of a year of private school in 1978, or is this a semester, John? Semester.
Private college?
Yes. $4,000 a year, which means NC State would have to be 2.5 times more expensive than the average.
Which it wouldn't have been.
I don't think it would be. There's another reason that the story is...
Also kind of scares you as to where tuition was.
Yeah.
And where
it's going.
Which is why I homeschool my children.
Wow.
Through their doctorate.
What could go wrong?
All right, so let me see. We've still only got the one guy?
Yeah, we've got Tony still, who went and filled his dad's pills with sugar. We had John, Ray, Don, Chris, Jim, Gary, Tim, Max, David, and Kathy. And Mr. X, who we said, well, we can't say that, I guess.
No.
Blanket.
He had to be deleted out. All right, we'll try to... We'll try to wrap a bow around this gigantic turd.
I sure like that Gary story where he shared the Playboys with the neighborhood boys.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
Well, everybody says that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Habla Bunny, Don Geronimo, y Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. We've got all kinds of response on our website about this contest. Not the Silver Surfer. The one we're doing right now.
Okay.
Here's a good example. This comes from Laura in Baltimore. Hi, Don and Mike. I am a current student at Towson University.
Okay.
And I want to let you know that they issue tuition refund checks in the student's name here, no matter who pays the tuition.
Hmm.
I've registered my address, not my parents' address, so they have no idea.
Wow. Oh, my God.
A nationwide scam.
Somebody called Joe Krebs.
Maybe the guy was on the level.
He didn't go to college.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is John, one of the nerds from Maryland.
Oh, hey, what's happening, Falker?
Hey, anyway, I wanted to let you know I was mistaken. Mike was right. It was Tylenol, and they did lock it down and make it tamper-proof in like 85.
Well, that's nice of you to admit your mistake.
But what an awful nurse you are, though.
I mean, really, you mistook Tylox for Tylenol. You could kill somebody.
And you don't even know who Gay Fokker is.
I'm a nice to you, though.
Get out of here. Right, bye-bye. So who do we got left, Mike?
We've got the only guy that we have that's a finalist is Tony. We had Ray, who he caught his parents having sex.
Uh-huh.
Don, who was disqualified for saying parents's. Chris, who cracked the windshield with It's lady. Jim.
Hey, it's a lady.
Who was 8th grade overseas butt. That's all I wrote down. Gary, who shared Playboys with the neighborhood boys.
Yeah.
Tim, nothing under Tim's name. Max with nasal sores. Mr. X.
The guy that got herpes in his nose.
Yes. Essit. David, who stole money from his dad, the college guy. We disqualified him.
Right.
And Kathy, who backed David. Otherwise, we've got Tony and the Tylocks, but the Tylock story, based on that call from John, has been confirmed.
Oh, yeah, God. So unless we get something better in the next minute,
right,
we'll go with the guy who stole his dad's meds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although the guy who stole the money from college now looks more and more like he might have really been on the up and
probably telling the truth.
Who knows? Although I'm sure Rob will come up and scream at the point about the cost of college back then.
Yeah, and also David, a terrible contestant.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Good afternoon. What's your name? Caller.
When you were born, what did your parents call you?
Yes, you on the phone. It's you. I know you don't think it's you, but it's you. Go ahead. Yes, it's you. You might be confused right now.
This is just a colossal waste of time because every line is ringing, but I don't know why we feel like sticking with the one guy. Speak to us! Answer me!
I'm not being ignored.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is George.
Thank you, George, for telling us your name. What is it your dad doesn't know?
When I was about 15, my dad remarried to a younger lady. She was about 24.
I thought he sucked.
Hi, Carla.
Thank you.
I used to set my alarm. She was a dispatcher, and she'd get up real early. It was still dark outside. I used to set my alarm to wake up with her so I can spy on her while she took showers. No. He's no longer married to her, but I used to work my man to my stepmom.
All right, hold on a second.
That's kind of nice.
Hold on. That's cute.
He used to set his alarm to get up at the same time to mom so he could watch her in the shower.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Oh,
thanks.
That's a cute one. Aww. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Dave.
Dave, what is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
Well, my dad doesn't know that when I was in high school, I was working in the summertime on a farm. And around lunchtime, I came home and I almost burned the house down.
Well, if only you had burned the house down, we might have something to talk about.
But I'll put underneath your name, Dave, that you worked on a farm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Oh, hey, crap, Joe, I just hung up on the guy, the finalist guy.
You mean Tony?
Yeah, would you get him back on the line, please? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Don and Mike. This is Gerald.
Hey.
Intermon.
Hey, Jerry, what is it your dad doesn't know?
I dropped his camera lens. He's a sports reporter for the Marin IJ, or he used to be. I dropped like a $4,000 camera lens just screwing around in the backyard with it, and I never told him, and he had to cancel a vacation with our whole family to pay for it.
That's terrible. You should tell him that without getting a prize, unfortunately.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Gerald.
My dad doesn't
know. Jerry. Hello, Donna Mike. What's your name?
Randall.
Randall, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, I got kicked out of junior high for having a dirty magazine. It was his. And I got kicked off the football team. And they called him in to the office and look what your son has done. Well, it was his book.
Well, if it was his book, he knew it then.
He knows it.
It's dirty. It's not a secret. It's not what your dad doesn't know. He knew you were kicked out. And he knew you had the dirty book.
And the guy just hung up.
He gets it now.
Randall. He was on this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Jason.
Jason, what doesn't your dad know?
I got kicked out of the Army because I'm gay.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Sure, we believe that, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Everybody's calling for last comic standing now. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike from Napa Valley.
Mike, what is it your dad doesn't know, sir?
I had sex with my girlfriend at the time in a bad place in my parents' bedroom.
Well, so we got another one. That's not original.
Okay, bye-bye.
Just because you did it a dirty way.
Like father, like son. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Jack Walsh.
It's a soundboard sampler.
Uh-huh. Soundboard. Well, how are you?
How are you, Jack? Is this the guy that was the CEO of GE?
No. It's... Yes.
Jack Welch.
Jack Welch.
Hello, Jack.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, what's that?
Yeah,
Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
It's De Niro from Meet the Parents.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Is that his name, his character's name?
Oh, are you doing a whole gay Falker thing with us?
It's me.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Call someday with the Fred Rogers guys on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maurice.
Maurice.
Oh, no.
How are you, Maurice?
I'm fine.
What is it that your dad doesn't know?
When I was around 14, I stole the family video camera. Me and my buddy got a little drunky, a little high, and I don't know what happened to it the next morning. And I kind of let everybody believe that my drugged-out sister stole it. And to this day, that's what everybody thinks.
Let it go.
Yeah.
No!
You tried objecting.
There's not six. Not big enough.
Maurice lost family camera.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I'd like to tell my dad that...
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, what is it you want to tell your dad he doesn't know?
That he stopped me from losing my virginity by walking out to the backyard.
Wow, you can knock me over with a feather with that one.
So you're on the verge?
Trying very hard in the pool.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. You let some other guy do it a couple days later, didn't you?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. That's good. Good honest, Kelly.
Bye, whore. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Couple days later.
Who is this?
Another guy.
Who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, what is it your dad doesn't know, Adam?
Well, he doesn't know that I slept with my cousin before I knew he was my dad.
You slept with your cousin before you knew that he was your dad? Explain that, please.
I was 16, junior in high school. She was a freshman. And the next year, the following year, I found out through a series of blood tests who my real dad was. And come to find out, she was my cousin.
So the blood test proved that your father was your real father, and because of that, did anything happen?
No.
Oh, see, again, like you had a mongoloid baby or something, we would have had something.
A three-headed baby.
Yes.
Hi!
I'm sorry. Let's try one more. And if not, we're going to go with Tony. We got him back on the line. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
It's Matt.
Okay, what is it your dad doesn't know, my friend?
My dad doesn't know that I was 15. I got arrested for destruction of property.
All right, don't worry about it, little Joe Ardinger.
What was his name? Does it matter? Call him Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
My name's Matt.
Matt. Oh, destruction of property. Thank you, Matt.
All right. None of those are thick enough, Mike.
No, none of them.
We're going to go with Tony. Would someone run in Tony's dad's phone number, please?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, let's get
that's the Scarface Tony, too. Tony, calm down.
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hi there, Tony.
Hey.
Hello, Tony.
Now, Tony, just to recap, what exactly did you do to your dad? And then we're going to call your dad up and let you tell him.
My dad used to take Tylox, which is a generic form of Percocet, in a capsule, and I used to dump the capsules out and replace them with sugar and take his pills, take his medicine. And I did that for quite a while.
And how's your dad going to react to this, do you think?
I don't think he's going to be too terribly happy, but it's been a while, so I guess
so it's time to come clean. All right, good for you.
All right.
He can't ground me.
Very good. Hold on a second. Let's get your dad on the line.
All right.
Robbie.
We're going to call Tony's dad. Do we have Tony's dad's name?
Henry.
Henry.
Oh, Henry.
Henry and the story of Tony stealing medicine. The medicine thief.
Hammer and Hank.
Calling Hank.
All right, there you go, Robbie.
I'll tell you what.
So Rob will get Hank's permission, hey now, to go on the air.
As soon as Tony comes clean with his dad, he is eligible for the prize package.
We'll be talking to Henry Kingsley here.
Kingsley!
And
all right. Let's see if we can get Dr. Kissinger.
Just our luck today.
Tony Kissinger is going to call his father, Henry.
We're waiting to talk to Henry Winkler.
Tony Hill is... standing by to speak to his father. Voicemail. We got voicemail. Henry Hill. And unfortunately, that will have to carry over.
Waiting for the tone.
Oh, my God. All of this and your dad's not there? Tony.
Tony.
We're going to redial. Any idea where your dad might be?
I've got a floppy. I don't think you're talking to Tony.
Oh.
Okay. All right. My mistake. Hold on a second. Oh, there he is. Hi, Tony.
Hey, can I give you another number?
Yep. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
hold on a second, please. Robbie, pick up line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 7, 8, 9, 10.
10?
9, 10.
10 is not on hold.
10 is Tony. Or 9.
Oh, okay.
Number 9.
All right. Going to get the number.
Number 9.
Number 9. Going to get the new number from...
Well, he's doing that. Let's see what's on this
Mr.
line.
Tannenbaum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm taking a generic version of Percocet right now, and it's oxycodone.
Yeah, well, this was a long time
this
ago.
This was back in the day, my friend.
This was mixed with Tylenol, hence the name.
Sorry, guys.
Rob's getting another number from Mr. Higgins, and we're going to see if we can get that all taken care of here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is George again.
Hi, George. Who are you? Who are you, George?
I used to watch my... stepmom. I set my alarm to watch my stepmom shower.
Yeah. Oh, right. Did we keep him as a final?
I didn't think we should.
No, I thought we hung up on
him.
I thought we hung up on him, sir. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Well, ouch.
That was a very,
very
quick,
rude.
Quick hang up.
How are we doing with the old Henry?
Ringing now.
Ringing now. Very good.
Ringing now.
Ringing.
Henry Aaron. I know that I said it before, but I'll just throw it out there.
Cameron Henry Aaron. And I had a Hill... Higgins.
I'll take
Tannenbaum.
I'll take Hank Ketchum. Is that the guy that
yes.
threw
yeah,
Dennis the Menace?
That's right.
Yeah. Henry Ketchum.
Hank Keeney.
Hank Killebrew.
That's Harmon Killebrew.
Right. Hank Greenberg. That big load from ESPN. Okay. Hammer and Hank.
That was apparently his mom, and she's not there either.
Oh, dear, after all this.
We're screwed, blued, and sad.
Oh,
hey, it's a lady.
Jesus Christ.
It's the world of live radio.
Mm-hmm. Tony.
Great talking to you anyways.
What do you mean great talking to us anyway? Hold on. Who's calling back?
Hello?
The hotline's ringing. Perhaps it's your parents calling us back.
But that would be great.
Oh, good. We're going to get
hold on.
Wow. All right.
Your dad saw the number on caller ID. Hold on a second, please.
Henry?
And he's calling us back.
Oh, good. This might work. And I like the fact that Tony was eager to go away.
Got him?
Okay.
Got a break, maybe.
And for him to claim his prize, we need to put you on the air with Tony. We have your permission to put your voice on the radio.
There you go. Come on, Rob. Strong arm the old man.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Number 11.
Be the world's
number 11. Here we go.
There you go. Hello, Henry.
Yes.
Henry, hi. Welcome to our show. My name is Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
How are you, Henry?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Happy Father's Day in advance, Henry.
Well, thank you.
We got your son, Tony, on the line with us. We're playing a little game called What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him. And Tony's got a secret he wants to come clean about, okay?
So let's get your son on the line and let him talk to you. You okay with that, Henry?
Okay.
All right.
Here you go. Tony?
Yes.
All right, Tony, here's your dad. And now go ahead and have your great Father's Day moment.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
All right.
I got you on the radio. Look, I'm calling to tell you that a long time ago, back when you were taking Tylox, that Percocet, generic form of Percocet, I used to go into your pills and take half of them and dump them out and replace them with sugar when y'all weren't around. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't like it, but I... Ain't doing anything about it.
That's the way to look at it. Yeah. That's a real reaction, though.
That's it.
Tony, what are you going to do for your dad?
I'm going to make it up to him for Father's Day.
How are you going to make it up to him for Father's Day? John, isn't he receiving some sort of cash prize?
Yes, before that, Tony, how many pills do you think you stole from your dad?
Oh, you know what? I couldn't even begin to count.
Yeah. Try to put a number on it, Tony.
In the couple of hundred, probably.
A couple of hundred.
Yeah, I had a big problem back in the day.
Do you
but
have
I've
that?
Got it under control now.
You're under control now? Is he
I've got it under control.
Henry, is he a good son now?
Yes, he is.
Good. He's a good son. Well, Tony, Henry, I still think you ought to make it up to your dad.
You're not upset that your son stole, like, 200 of your meds?
Henry?
Well, I'm not upset. I don't like it, but I understand the problem he was going through at the time.
Yeah.
And I understand what it could cause.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, even more now, Tony, I want you to... Aren't we giving him a cash prize?
Yes, we are.
You got to give us some of that...
We got a break. We got to hit a break here. Tony, give the money to your dad.
Yeah, give the money. Give the $1,000 to your father.
Give the money to your dad and go see Frank Caliendo at the thing.
You go to Atlantic City, give the money to your dad. Thank you, Henry.
we're late.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody can suck it.
Tony's the guy that won the contest. But he did lie to his dad, Henry. He did take the pills.
Right, okay.
And Henry's not really pissed.
Henry kind of understands his son had a problem.
$1,000 for the dad. And the son, Tony, is going to get the tickets to see our buddy Frank Caliendo at the Borgata in Atlantic City next Friday, along with tickets to the show, room and dinner at Borgata.com.
Very good.
Thank you, Borgata.
Borgata.
And that was getting a real quick look, and I do mean quick, look at the news. Here's our friend Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. The man once accused of plotting to kidnap David Letterman's son has been captured after his escape from prison. The accomplice is still on the run.
Good.
The wife of evangelist Billy Graham has slipped into a coma. Ruth Graham's been ill for some time now. It just got a little harder for crazy people to buy guns. Inspired by the Virginia Tech shooting, the House today okayed a national instant criminal background system check. With the support of the NRA, it's expected to become law.
Good.
Despite a denial from the White House, YouTube video shows that while visiting Albania, the president's wristwatch either fell off or was stolen off his arm by someone in the crowd of well-wishers.
Ah, the plot thickens.
The Ford Motor Company says it approved the use of its flagship SUV, the Expedition, to crush the head of mobster Phil Leotardo on The Sopranos finale.
You know, I had wondered about that because there was such product placement with that Ford logo.
But it wasn't a product placement ad. They did give their permission, but they didn't pay for it.
All right.
And even though Bob Barker's last show hasn't aired yet, he's already volunteering to make a comeback. Barker says the show's having a hard time finding a replacement and that he'd be willing to come back for a few months if they need him.
Oh,
you're kidding me. You've got to get him back on the phone tomorrow, Rob.
And finally, have you ever had sex, not because you felt passionate, but because you thought you needed to for your partner's sake?
Oh, for my partner's sake? No, never.
A new survey shows 61% of us have had relations when we weren't in the mood.
Why would I think about my partner, Buzz?
Because we feel obligated. And it's not just women. 58% of men say they've done it, too. Survey found that rich people are the most likely to simply fulfill their marital obligations. Highly educated people are also highly susceptible to obligatory sex. So are redheads for some reason. Astrologically, the study found that Virgos are more likely to give it up when they're not in the mood simply because they feel they should.
I'm a Virgo, but then again, sexually, I'm very selfish.
Gotta go. I've got stuff to do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Joe! We gotta go, Vito.
Okay.
See you tomorrow with a new episode. Run away. Thank you, everybody. Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, you, Vito.
Yeah.
Your kid stepped in it.
Hey, Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.